You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
Sex robot was important. We had to do that.
We did.
All right, and we're on.
All right, hey everyone, welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play.
Yay.
Today we are playing Eclipse Phase. This is the third part of Godfire. Catchy title to be added later when we post it.
Godfire! You get caught up in love, Godfire!
Actually, that's the plan. They're going to turn Olympus into a giant game of Crossfire.
Yes!
Crossfire sucked.
What?
I love that game.
They're going to have giant spinny things plowing through all the buildings.
It was fun to play.
The caldera is the border.
You always lost the balls.
Yeah.
Not if you were careful.
Exactly.
I always lose my balls.
Or if you were Eric.
Maya, you got to keep better track of your
balls.
Eric
never lets go of balls.
Eric.
Okay, well, when we last left off, our intrepid heroes were still trying to unravel the nefarious plot of Blake Diaz and the Prometheus Syndicate. Their travels took Meyer, who plays Gavin, and James, who plays Elise, into the heart of a Barsoomian terrorist rally.
Yep.
Where Meyer was given the task to prove his commitment to the movement and to blow up a nightclub.
Which he did with great gusto.
Yes, with relish. Yeah. With, like, no concern for the 200 people he murdered.
Holy shit, you actually did it!
I'm a revolutionary.
You're fine.
You weren't 5 minutes ago.
Meanwhile, at the Legion of Evil... Ryan, who plays Lucas, Chris, who plays Damien, and Will, who plays Amir, who is not here right now, he'll be joining us later, went after Derek's character, Dalton, who was a primate, a neo-simian, who was locked in a healing vat because he got his leg blown off trying to help Meyer. And the shady doctor they brought him to sold him to the Prometheus Syndicate for a hefty reward.
I thought they sold him to the Night Cartel.
Yes, the Night Cartel. Yes, they sold him to the Night Cartel.
They just beat you to it.
Yes, they beat Chris to the punch.
Even though Meyer paid him off not to do it.
Yes.
That's all right.
That guy made a pretty penny.
I'm making his I'm putting his rating down in the whatever place it is. saying no stars.
You are flaming him so hard on the criminal network.
You're giving him a bad eBay rating.
Uh-huh.
Yep. One star.
Did not deliver.
Down.
Yep.
Paid for services, yes. Did not deliver.
Yep.
All right. You guys managed to break into the rear of the building that the Night Cartel was using. Killed two of the guards that were employed by Grey Zhu, who you have had an encounter with in the past. And you managed to subdue her and the remaining guard, rescuing Dalton in the tank. We'll pick up from there.
She was the one that was going to sell
the Titan nanoswarms.
No.
So we'll start with Ryan and Chris.
Extra lot.
You guys, you have Dalton. Gray is sprawled out on the floor, dazed, with her henchmen on top of her. And Dalton is locked. He locked himself into the tank.
He should.
You guys can open it from the outside, but he can't open it from the inside. There is also the room full of Night Cartel people on the other side of the wall above you. So you guys have to figure out what to do.
Grey Zhu, is she conscious?
Yeah, kind of.
What happened to her? I thought she was conscious.
Yeah, well, you, Will or someone threw one of her guys at her. And knocked her. She's stunned.
I remember that now.
Sounds like a Ryan.
Sounds like a Ryan.
It was either Ryan or Will.
I remember my birthday when Ryan threw my mom at my dad.
That was fun.
That was pretty awesome, man.
I remember that. We should do that again this year.
So, if you guys want, you can pick up their guns.
Yeah, we'll do that.
That sounds like a good first. A good start.
Can I? They must have gotten Dalton in here some way, right?
They have like a hover handcart.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's hover because it's in this feature.
Yeah.
Yes. Wait, so they have hoverboards?
No.
Come on! You just got me half excited for like. I have half a chub now, thanks.
It's a space hand truck.
Yes.
All right.
And truck of the future!
And you were saying there are all sorts of people up on like a walkway above.
Well, when you guys came in, you went in through the back door.
Right.
And there, pretty much it was just a hallway that went to the right, and then there's a staircase leading down that curved to the left,
right,
which led to the basement room that you are now in.
Right.
On the other side of the wall by the door, you guys looked through with your T-ray, and there were a whole bunch of people in there.
So leaving out the back door might be the best strategy.
Right. We should probably...
Snag.
I was going to say, let's... Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, your car is in the front of the building.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, so you know what we'll do? We'll send Amir, because I think Will can handle getting the car while he's not actually being
sure.
a player character.
While he's eating chips?
Yeah, while he's eating chips. We'll send him...
Amir's standing there. Good work, guys.
We'll send him up. Amir, go get the car and repress the place on your way out, because we spaced the rear...
Right.
Hallway, didn't we?
Yeah.
So we should probably repressurize that.
Well, and the air is still leaking out.
Right.
Because it's only been like a minute.
Before somebody comes and says, "Hey, you're leaking air into the atmosphere."
Hey, give us all our air back.
All right.
So I'll say he goes and closes the door. Will, if he wants to get the car around, he's going to have to make an infiltration check, which is not good for Will.
I don't think that's a spider.
Will did not make his infiltration check.
Of course not. It's Will.
He rolled a 96 out of 30.
I think it's
wow.
Spider.
That's quite a margin of failure there.
Yes. Let's see if anyone noticed him.
Hey, everybody rolled a 99. Wow.
Yes. So, I'll say Will gets the car. Does he have pilot ground craft? Yes, he does. I won't make him roll it. I'll say he can drive a car. So, you hear Will... Well, you guys are tech-netted.
Yeah.
So you can see from Will's point of view that he goes sneaking around the front and gets into the car.
And there are some people who obviously notice him.
Yes, like there are guys standing around out front looking at the two bodies you left there who then look and see Will and go, "Hey, you!" And Will slams the car, puts it in gear, and starts driving around the block.
All right, well,
but those guys are chasing him.
Gear?
I'm going to say to Will, give us, how long do you think it'll take us to get Dalton onto the hand truck and out the door?
I mean, he's pretty much still on the hand truck.
We were kind of right behind them,
yeah.
I remember.
He's
probably
still in the tank.
Why not just bust him out and have him... Oh, wait, he didn't grow his...
He's missing a leg.
We're keeping the tank, for sure. That would be very useful.
You do need him to finish healing.
Yeah, it's running on life support. I forgot about that minor detail.
He has 3/4 of a leg. Or half a leg. No, yeah, he had his whole leg gone.
He had his whole leg
gone. So he's got half a leg right now. He still needs another day in the tank. So it would take you about 5 minutes, though, to get this thing up the stairs, around the corner, and out the door.
All right, well, is Will drawing off most of the...
He's drawing out everyone who was out front.
Maybe we should just walk away.
Oh, I was
walking nonchalantly just
down
the street.
If they're all distracted by Will, now we can come up from behind and take them.
Well, they started chasing Will.
Right, they're chasing Will, and then we could go the same way that they're going, and they'll catch up to Will, and then we'll come around behind them. And then they'll be sandwiched in between us.
Oh, so you're going to... Okay. That's
you want to flank them.
Yeah. They're going to go chase after Will, and they'll turn their backs to us, and we'll fill the backs full of bullets.
Who's chasing who?
Well, the thing is, they're going to be driving around the... Will's driving around the block,
right,
and it's sort of a loading bay out behind the building. So he's going to have to back in if you want to get the hover hand car out to the car. So you guys are going to be boxed in by them.
What on... What?
Let me see. Hold on.
It's magic.
Here's a building.
Oh, it's magic. All right.
I don't think there's any way since Will got noticed. I don't think there's any way we can...
Here's the van, and it's going to go like this, right?
Right, but this is sort of an alley back here. Sorry.
So there's another building over here. Right, here's the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the back door.
Right.
And these guys are all going to start...
They're in the front already. They're following Will around.
They're going to go this way and follow Will. And we'll go this way and follow them. And then Will will be here.
Gotcha.
And they'll be here. And we'll be here.
Gotcha.
And they'll be stuck in between us.
And our listeners have no idea what we're talking about.
Just everyone, look at the picture, Christian.
Oh, wait a minute.
I don't think it's that hard.
It kind of looks like a football plan.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
and there's a defense moves in and runs in. You take out that offense.
On the other hand, I mean, if you want...
How many guys are following him?
Five.
Oh, it's close.
See, I was going to say, why don't we just have Will draw them out since he's got the car?
Yeah, why don't you just drive
them out? Have him drive off and we'll just walk away.
You could do that. You're still going to have to try to sneak out, which is going to be slightly more difficult with...
With a tank.
Yeah, it's going to, like... I don't think we're going to get very far.
Here's the thing about walking away with a healing bat. If anyone sees you, they're going to go, hey, why are you dragging that healing bat around? People don't generally walk around outside with healing bats.
I'd walk around.
Then you say, my own business. And then you keep up.
And you slam the door in their face.
Yeah.
All right, well, if you guys want to go with Chris's plan, that's fine. We can certainly take out...
Well, Meyer and I don't have a suit.
I will say, you could, if you wanted to, you could walk him out not too far away and have Will meet you there.
Listen, I'm busy.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Because he's driving. He will lose them eventually.
They ran after him on foot.
Yes.
Yeah, so,
maybe
so,
we could just run them over.
Yeah.
Can we just tell Will to run them over?
You can. They are five bodies, and that could damage the car.
All right. I don't
want
to have to get
away. I'll tell Will. We need about 5 minutes to get Dalton out of here. So see, do your best to lose them, and meet us. I'll give him coordinates like a block or so away. In the opposite direction.
Don't damage the car, because I'm the one renting it out.
Right.
I thought when we said car, was there not a van that they used to bring?
They had a van.
But we killed all the people in it and took it.
Well, there weren't anyone in it. There were two guards inside.
There were door people.
How are we going to get this healing vat into the car?
You guys have a Mars buggy. I'm going to say that it can hold it.
Well, then okay.
Because you're on Mars. Why not have a Mars buggy?
Yeah, that seems appropriate.
I remember we said we did get like a van or something.
Okay.
Well, there are eight of us, so you just said
you guys were right behind them, so maybe put him back in the thing that they took him in.
The van?
Yeah. Like, as he's Will's driving.
Oh, Will can pull them all away, and then Will steal the van.
Yeah.
That works. Yeah.
I like that.
Do you have pilot ground craft?
Yeah, but it's only 25.
I have it at 30, so I guess I'm stealing the car.
All right. So, do you want to bring Dalton to the car or the car to Dalton?
Probably easier to bring.
The car's outside and Dalton's inside. We can't drive through the building.
No. I'm saying, do you want to bring Dalton outside and around the building to the car, or take the car and back it up to the back of the building?
Oh, why don't we do both? You run ahead, get the car, and I'll push Dalton, and then we'll meet halfway.
Well, the only reason that I can think of why we shouldn't take their van is it might be bugged or tracked somehow.
Well, then just ditch the car. I mean, if you're concerned about it, don't talk about anything important, and just ditch the car when you get far enough away.
Meet Amir somewhere.
Yeah. Amir will meet us somewhere.
We'll tell Amir then. Meet us up there.
He's going to come around.
I'll go around and sneak the car out. Damien, you get Dalton in the hand truck.
All right. So Ryan, give me an infiltration check to get to that car without being seen.
All right.
And Chris. Mm.
42 out of 55.
Okay, yeah. Chris, I'm going to say it's going to be... That dog is annoying.
Yeah, he is.
Chris, give me a savvy times 3. Savvy. I'm sorry, riff. REF times 3.
REF?
Yes.
Times 3.
Yes. To maneuver this thing out the door without damaging it too much.
Alex, get your neighbors to control their dog.
Shut up.
Hey,
I'm going to...
I'm going to moxie that. And make it a 58 instead of an 85.
Okay.
So, I made it out.
You get it right out the door. Ryan, give me a pilot ground craft.
Okay. That's,
Let's see that.
Let me roll it. Because I rolled a 34 out of 30.
I'm terrible. TRBL terrible.
Terrible.
What does you want?
Didn't make it that time either. 37 out of 30.
37?
Okay. Ryan, you want to pause it for a second? Over here. We'll be right back.
Actually, just let it go, because I don't have to cut the thing together anyway. It's just easier to cut it out of the same file.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, you know what?
Well, you know what? I won't even cut it, probably.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, no, it'll start a different file then, and I'll have to splice them together.
37. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
No, that was... I think 37 is the number. Pretty sure. I'm thinking 42 meaning a life.
Okay, Ryan, it's not started. You don't have the key, so you can't really get it to start. If you want, you can give me an infosec check.
He brought me pizza, thanks.
To try to
pizza, like,
get it open.
Well,
that's 29 out of 45.
Okay, you keep fiddling with it, and you manage to get it started.
Did you drive in a car?
You stole a car. Oh, no, you
yes, you started with last time. You guys went to break Dalton out.
Oh, yeah.
And now you actually have to get him out. So you went to your car, but they noticed you. So now you're driving around as a distraction while Ryan and Chris try to sneak Dalton out.
Well, such a nice guy. He always gets killed for our causes.
All right, so Ryan, you drive around back.
Yeah.
You guys load it up. You guys load him up and drive off.
And where are we taking him?
It's up to you.
Where were we staying? Like a hotel?
Yeah.
Yes. Can we sneak this?
No.
No, okay. That's not going to work.
They said there's all the abandoned places.
Where did we get... Where was Dalton when he got stolen?
He was at that guy's back alley.
Right. And where's...
No.
That sound?
Where's that guy not going to go back to? And where's the last place they're going to expect us to bring him?
You can bring him back there.
Why the hell not? Might as well.
We know
there are plenty.
That other guy's not going to come back now that he's pissed us off.
And if he does, we'll just beat him up and take his own money back.
That's true. If he is there, we can kill him, which will be good too.
All right. So you guys just taking him back there?
Sure.
All right. It's an easy drive. I won't make you roll for that. You get there. The door is unlocked.
All right. You unload him. I'm going to go ditch this car.
Right.
Just leave it in the drive
before I
just send
bring
it out
him
to
inside,
the desert.
I want
to
make sure no one's in there.
Oh, in the building?
Yeah, in the building.
Okay, so give me a perception check to take a look around.
Is there a weak AI in the car? Can I program a route into it and just send it off?
Keep driving it to nowhere.
2 out of 70. That's pretty good.
So, what'd you get?
62 out of 70.
Yeah, no, there's no one in there. The place is shut down.
Good. And I'll just bring it in. Just me and Dalton.
Yeah.
There's probably stuff in there to sell.
I mean, he's took most of the important stuff.
Obviously.
Yeah.
A few, like, nano bandages and some simple drugs like that. So you can program a route in, Ryan.
Well, you know what? I don't want it to be able to trace back to its origin point. I won't actually...
So drive it somewhere first, then...
All right, yeah. I'll do that. I'll drive it...
Drive it back into the building.
Okay.
Yeah.
Program
a route to go right back to where it came from.
That's what I was going to do. I'll drive, like, to the other side of town.
Okay, you drive over. Give me either a pilot ground craft or interfacing check.
Interfacing will probably...
Program a route.
Engineer things.
Yeah, right here.
Nice.
That's
your
first one.
You
don't want
to spend a police money.
16 out of 35.
All right, you program. Where do you want it to go? Back to?
Yeah, I'm going
to
send it back to where it was.
All right,
I'll just walk.
You program in a route back to the Night Cartel building and walk away.
Maybe Derek can train himself.
Actually, you're not whistling because you're wearing a back suit.
No, he's not whistling. All
right, so Chris,
I could still be whistling, and just no one would hear it except for me.
Chris, you're alone in the building with Dalton.
Someone has to let Dalton out, huh?
Well, no, he has to stay in the tank, but the tank has to be plugged back in.
But it's, like, locked.
He's locked in.
He locked himself in.
He, like, critically failed his check twice.
Right.
So he locked himself in. You could just press a button and open it from the outside.
I want to press a button and open it on the outside. I want to make sure it stays locked until I let him out.
Well, he's not getting out by himself.
Yeah, but one of these assholes might let him out.
All right, so if you want to do that, give me an infosec check.
Wait, we want to help our friend. You want to lock him in there for some sort of bribery. And where are the assholes?
I'm busy blowing something up right now.
Yeah, Meyer and James are busy committing an act of terror.
I was going to say, in hindsight, it might have been a bad idea to leave the ego slaver alone with the uplift.
Yes, it was a terrible idea.
Although I have to say, I did promise Derek that if he didn't show up, his character wouldn't die. So you can't kill him.
I might, tell him he has to give me all his money unless I kill him.
Well, you want to lock him in there?
Well, it's fine. He'll be locked in there, and we won't... He'll want to stay in there to regrow his leg until next game anyway. So we'll deal with getting out later.
So give me an infosec check.
Let me make it so only I can let him out. It's a 56 out of 70.
Okay, you hack into the controls for the door and put in a 32-bit encryption so that only you have the password to.
Right.
Obviously, someone else can hack it, but it's not obvious that you did it.
I raised my hand for the record.
Yeah, and I'll plug him in and let him start regrowing his leg.
All right, as you plug him in, he goes, "Oh, thanks." The tank starts to light up again and bubble a little bit.
Don't thank me yet.
He gives you a weird look and shrugs. All right, so you guys... Meyer, you're committing an act of terrorism?
Yes, I...
We'll say that takes you most of the night.
He did an act of terrorism.
I probably shouldn't say this, but are you going to make Will roll to lose those guys?
Oh, yeah, Will. You got to lose those guys.
You shouldn't have said it. You definitely shouldn't have said that.
There you go.
Will.
Oh, that's our Will.
How many of them are there, Alex?
There's five guys.
Well, you're in a car, and they're on foot, so you just have to...
Just stop, stop, let them run into it, back up, knock them over, then drive away again.
Will, don't you damage the car. I'm the one who's renting it.
Is it rented or stolen?
You damage
it's rented.
It's rented.
You damage it, you pay me.
It's a loaner.
It's a rented car.
Bring out
So, Will,
the
give
loaner.
Me a pilot ground craft.
The loaner?
Give me a pilot ground craft plus 20.
Oh, this is going to be... Oh, thank God. Thank you, Alex. Thanks for being nice to me.
Don't thank me yet.
That is not the right dice. That is not the right dice.
Someone just said that.
There an echo in here?
Is there an echo in here?
When I texted you guys earlier saying shit's going to get real, I was telling you.
But isn't shit already real?
Sorry, I had the wrong dice out. I had the dice out for your game, James.
Oh. Just because it's imaginary doesn't mean it's not real.
In the first game...
Guys, how did we get to Mars?
Will died, and I barely survived.
Yeah, that's true.
In the beginning of the game, shit went right, got real. And in the second game, Will again died.
And then in the third game, both Ryan and Chris are infected by the exurgent virus.
Yes, and then both of us died.
Yes.
So shit or really killed each other, I suppose.
Well, Ryan killed himself.
Yeah.
He killed you.
It's been real for
a while. Dice, Will.
I found them. I found
fuck's sake.
They were the bully bomb. Sorry.
Favorite meal of all firewall sentinels. Gun barrels.
Oh, boy.
What's over?
I haven't eaten one yet.
57?
Out of
40?
Okay, so, Will, the traffic lights are just not with you, and these streets are narrow, and you keep... They're still with you somehow.
On foot.
So what are you going to do? They're an Olympian morph, so they can run for a bit.
Okay.
Back up, knock them over, go for it. Just don't damage the car while you're in it.
Let them catch you and play dumb.
Or I can just shoot at them.
Why would you shoot at them?
Just keep driving. Just be like, you guys were following me? Why?
So where are you going to go?
Do what you do best.
I don't know. Still trying to lose them.
All right, so get another pilot ground craft, plus 20.
Find us, and we'll bunker up somewhere and just start firing as they come
28 out of 40.
Okay, it takes you a little bit longer than it should, but you managed to lose them. So...
Old people.
Do you want to contact them and find out where they are?
Well, we've been tech-netted the whole time.
Well, you're out of range
now.
Right. I keep forgetting that he has a range.
We can still, like, SM and stuff.
Yeah,
we just don't have, like, direct
you're
feeds.
You're not hive-minded.
We don't have direct feeds into each other's senses.
Right.
For greater good.
So... Are you going to tell Will where you are?
Yeah, I sent him a message back when, we were loading up Dalton into the car.
So, Will, you can go to the abandoned building where they have Dalton plugged into the healing vat, or you can go back to the hotel.
And take a nice hot...
I'm going to go back to Dalton.
Third choice, return the car.
It's their car.
It's my car here.
I rented it.
Yeah, this is the rented car.
Yeah.
Return it, get a different one.
Oh.
Because they know it now.
Will chew with your mouth closed, we're recording. And it's Meyer's car.
Right.
I would have to return.
Meyer has to return.
And it's dead of night.
Close. Yeah. It's like midnight, 1 a.m.
And also, Meyer is now probably wanted for, you know, access
to
car.
I don't understand.
I was in C-3.
Bring their car back to them and say...
Well, there's no one there.
...to give this back.
I went through precautions and make sure they didn't know it was me.
Well, Meyer was sleeved into a cheap case morph.
Okay.
And they weren't doing thorough security scans because it's a nightclub.
Right. So they didn't have his brain on file.
Yeah, they don't have a brain scan of him.
Okay.
They do have a video of a case morph blowing himself up.
They don't know.
But they don't know it's Meyer.
And all right. Sufficient.
So, I'm gonna, you know what, I'll send both of them a silent text message just saying... We recovered Dalton. He's safe.
No, he's not.
he's back at the old workshop of the healing vat guy. What's your situation, gentlemen?
Right after you send that, you get a news alert about a terrorist bombing in the Central District. Seems like someone blew up a nightclub.
Well, last I heard, those two weren't anywhere near the Central District.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of horrified because, you know, I have some corporate friends in the area. But
I'm definitely in with the whatever they call it.
The Knights of John Carter.
Yeah, I'm in with that. And
does it take? Oh,
nothing more has to be said.
Did you send that just to Ryan?
Yeah.
Or is this like a group?
You sent that just to me?
Yeah.
Ryan?
I
give me a willpower check. Will times three.
There's only one.
63 out of 45.
All right, so lose one. You take
stress.
One stress. Because you realize that he's telling you he just blew up that club. Preliminary reports are saying there is at least 150 people in there.
Lucas is walking down the street, and when he gets your message, he just sort of stops, like, dead in his tracks, and literally has to steady himself against the building. And I send back to you...
You little punk, you got more kills than I did.
OMG, KS!
I send you back...
Kill steal.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Tell me you took steps to ensure that you're not caught.
I did, yes. Don't worry, case morph, and they weren't doing any brain scans.
Okay.
Police was on security detail.
Wait, I'm now, like, scanning through the news feeds pretty furiously. What was the death count?
It's still coming in, but, like, I mean, this is maybe, like, 10 minutes after.
Right.
So they're still trying to figure it out, but like, estimates are at least 150, if not 200 people.
Jesus Christ.
They have, you know, a back alley Barsoomian blog uploaded of the security video that the regular press wants to not run. And you can see there's a video of the club, and, you know, there's music and people dancing, and there's very standing out a lot. There's a case morph who walks into the center of the floor and goes, "For Mars!" And then there's just... Poof, and, you know, you see a flash.
The feed's white out.
Yeah, and then it just goes dark.
Jesus Christ.
I can't wait till we go back to that guy.
What did you get for this? Tell me you got something about Blake Diaz for this.
Not to get.
I will.
Listen, they have to trust me. Now they completely trust me. I now have the leader of this... Now I have his complete trust now.
Okay. Now that you're in with them, I think it's time you start nosing around before they make you blow something else up.
Alright, so is there anything else you guys would like to do tonight?
I would like to have a talk with my muse to help me out, because it was a little... I didn't get stressed, though, but just to talk to her.
Okay. What's your muse's name?
I forgot her name. Something with a girl.
It's on you. It should be on your character sheet on the second page of the regular. It's on the second page.
Second.
Upper left.
Meg.
Meg. And what does Meg look like?
She's an attractive girl.
Meg, who let you back into the house?
She's a little flirty, but it's not like it's the type of flirt that, you know, she like you're not good, you both know you're not going to go for it, but it's like playful flirty kind of thing.
Okay. So Meg pops up in your entropics. What's wrong, honey?
Hey, cutie.
About chickabout now.
It's been a rough night.
Is it because you murdered 200 people?
That's probably would be one. Yeah.
That would do it.
That would do it.
Yeah, yes, it would.
That always puts me in a bad mood.
It always makes me.
But look, you did what you had to do, right?
It always gives me a case of the Mondays.
Look, hopefully now he'll let you in and you can find out what you have to. It's for the greater good.
The greater good.
And I'm sure those are all court people. I'm sure that they have good insurance policies and they're going to be resleeved by morning.
Well, that's true. Hopefully I don't get caught. And then there was that guy who fucking ripped me off. I should have. I've been fucking up lately.
It's a stressful situation. You just need to take a deep breath, get a good night's sleep, and everything will be fine in the morning.
Yep. I think I'm out of my depth here. Alright.
You've scammed some of the most elite hypercourt people I've ever met. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything that's out of your depth.
Well, thanks, baby. You always know what to say.
Now get that sexy red ass home. Because you're going to arrest him more.
Yep.
Oh, okay. That was the question I was about to ask.
He's a baboon. No, he's...
Wow.
All right, so...
Well, we're not allowed to have police baboons. I've asked repeatedly.
Anything else anyone would like to do? Yes. It's about 1 in the morning.
There was. I wanted to see if we could find out where the guy that ripped Meyer off fled to.
How do you want to do that? Do you want to check your network?
Yeah, I want to check my criminal network.
Alright, give me a G roll at -10. Networking criminals at -10.
Networking criminals at -10.
Negative.
40 out of 50. Out of 55. So I still.
Okay. You got a hit. It seems he's out of the city.
Out of the city.
Yeah, they think he's in Elysium.
They think he's in Elysium.
Yeah.
Can I look into it further?
Well, you're from Elysium, right? So if you're tracking him, that's where we were.
Yeah, that's where you joined the game. Yeah.
Okay, right.
So you should have
contact.
If he's in Elysium, yeah, you can give me networking criminals at +10.
+10.
He's in your territory. You can hire some guys to fuck him up.
He's in your territory.
That's a 16 out of 65 +10.
Well, what are you trying to just find get his address, or do you want to actually hire guys to go do something?
I don't think I want to hire anyone yet, but I would like to find out where he is.
You have an address. I mean, if he's heading towards Elysium, it still takes him a few hours to get there.
Yeah.
But you have an address for his place in Elysium.
Okay, good. That's probably good enough for now.
Yeah. He's not there yet. I mean, he's probably on the road right now.
Okay.
Or in a, like
unless
a,
he
on a train or a suborbital jump flight.
Unless
or
he was enslaved,
because... This is a guy that I know has quite a bit of money that played me for a fool.
Yeah.
So, I'll look into that a little more later.
Alright.
I guess I'll just go to the hotel and just wait for my phone call.
I'm gonna accompany Meyer with that.
I'm gonna ping my HyperCorp network and just see if anybody I know was affected by this, so that I can send the appropriate sympathy cards. And stuff.
So just give me a networking hyper. Yeah.
51 out of 55.
No. Yeah. No. I mean, your direct action. Direct action doesn't have a lot of presence in Olympus. So.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah.
All right. So. Fast forward to the next morning. All right, so we'll fast forward to the next morning. It's about 10 a.m. Meyer, you got your phone call. Except it's not a phone call, it's a text message.
I get it.
Okay. All it pretty much says is, excellent work. You and your friends can meet me at 10 a.m. And it gives you an address.
I thought you said it's 10 a.m. He gives it to me.
What?
You said, wait. Yeah, you said it was 10 a.m. and then they told him to meet at 10 a.m.
Oh, no, you're right. No, it's about 9 a.m.
Okay.
And the message tells you to meet at 10
a.m. I say, oh, crap,
we're
meeting
now!
We're late! Where are my clothes?
9:59. Fuck it, I'll go 10:06 now. Well, you're late then, aren't you?
Well, I guess I'll let people know and see if any, see what they want to do. I'll bring Elise, but up to the rest of the people if they want to join me.
Well, we should probably be in the area and tack-netted unless you're going to use some kind of suppression technology which they could jam the signal. But
yeah, I think it's probably a good idea that they don't know about about the people in our group that they don't know about, to keep them
right, keep them
not
out
knowing
of it.
About it.
Yeah.
All right, so
the rally.
Right.
Yeah. So Gavin and Elise, you guys go down there, meet with these people, see what they want to do, and start nosing around, because we have to figure out what Blake Diaz connection.
Hey, don't kill anyone.
How do I?
Well, you can kill a few people.
not
I think I should go about like asking people about Blake Diaz.
You could try dropping his name. Like I said, try to be neutral about it, because you don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's somebody who fucked them over. Maybe he's someone who helped the movement a lot.
I've been hearing a lot of this Blake Diaz being mentioned at the rallies. Anybody know anything about him?
Okay. So you're going to head over for 10?
Yeah, sure.
The address they give you is actually in the Jenks Yao district, which is one of the residential districts.
All right.
Not in the heavily abandoned outer districts. I mean, it's a working-class neighborhood. It's not, like, a nice area. But it's not the abandoned
experience
place that they've normally been meeting in.
How many days do we have left before the anniversary of the space elevator?
This is day 3, and when you got here, it was 5 days. So you have today and 2 more.
Alright.
We're gonna have to get some stuff done.
Yep.
Because I have a feeling something's gonna happen there.
Okay, that's the word on that ceiling fan.
Maybe we can turn it all the way over there, though.
It's probably doing something.
Alright, so like.
Alright.
Here, I got it. Okay.
Me and Elise, me
it's
and a lovely.
Behind
one.
The.
Oh, wait, no, it's a rustone man. No,
it's
not a neutral, yeah, nothing.
It's behind the lamp.
I'm in it with
on the table.
I come in
on
this
left.
Genderless ruster.
No, up.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, I come with a gentlest ruster.
Yep. You find the address. There's no one outside.
I guess I just walk in.
Okay, you go through the airlock. Standing inside, it's you know, like I said, it's a residential area, so it's a small house. Inside, you see Zhao Fang.
That's the name,
yes.
I have written down.
I had it written down too. I just mispronounced it.
You
see Zhao Fang and 4 rather burly ruster morphs holding plasma rifles. The room, I mean, it's an abandoned house, so, you know, there's really nothing there. Zhao smiles at you. Brother, that was excellent work. He shakes your hand.
Can I shake it?
And you? I know he couldn't have done it without you. Congratulations to the two of you. That will show those PC bastards that we mean business. And we won't let them control us anymore.
I'm glad I have your trust.
Yes. Well, you've definitely proved that you're committed to the cause. But we have to see how far your commitment runs. Are you willing to take one final test?
Listen.
Murdering 200 people wasn't final enough for him?
Last night, I think I proved myself. I mean, I don't know what more you want. You handed me a grenade. If I was anything but completely
committed
to this thing, I could have just blown that grenade up with all those grenades right there and have been blown sky high.
He smiles. Gavin, you gave him your real name, right?
Yeah.
Gavin, You have certainly proved your loyalty, and you've proved your mettle. But now we need to test your spirit.
So how do I do that?
He reaches into his pocket, takes out and opens up his palm, and there are two pills inside. Just take this.
Is that candy?
If you take the red pill.
No, they're both the same.
And I guess I'm going to take it without knowing what it is.
As I said, it's a test of your faith.
Probably like
all right.
Bugs or something.
I'll learn then.
And you?
I'm in all the way.
Okay, oh, so you guys take the pills. A few seconds after taking it, your vision goes black. Blackness starts creeping in. Give me a psalm at base.
Oh, gosh.
Good.
18
out of 20.
Okay.
100 is a crit.
Oh!
Yeah. Crit success.
100.
So, James, you fall to your knees, barely able to stay conscious. Whatever this is, it hits you hard and hits you fast. Meyer, you bend over, and you're panting. You could feel that this is trying to knock you out.
Okay.
But you are holding on. And Gray smiles. Wow. You definitely have spirit. I'll give you that. Unfortunately, we have to finish this test. And two of the guys with guns walk over and slam you on the back.
Oh, come on.
And that finishes the job.
All right.
Bastards.
God presses Y.
You really wanted us to have cold.
Meanwhile, while they're doing this, I was thinking that we should get us some phony IDs.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we were discussing that last
time.
Yeah, we probably should do that.
And Chris is our criminal guy, so we're going to have to probably go through him to arrange it. We do have a lot of money, which is going to help us out there.
Right.
I probably would like my first name, but like not my last name.
All right, so Chris, give me a networking criminals.
Never get networking criminals.
Now, wait, do you want to use that to get the IDs or to just find the guy who has the IDs? Oops, we're just to find a guy who can get them for you.
You need to get it.
Well, yeah, ideally.
You're calling it a favor. So it would be like a trivial favor to just get the name of someone you can buy the IDs from, but it would be a much bigger favor to just have someone give you the IDs.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can pay.
Yeah, we'll find out who's selling.
Okay, so you get networking criminal.
Because also, if we find a guy, then we can give him exactly what we want.
98.
Okay.
I didn't find anyone.
Yeah, Chris, you don't find anyone.
I mean, I've got some criminal.
Yeah, you can all roll networking criminals if you want to give it a shot.
I don't have very much, but
can I, considering the fact that I'm not even there?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like you said, you all. I'm like.
No, I meant.
I did not.
We're on.
We're
86 out of 25.
We're not anywhere near.
You guys struck out. Ryan, right around this time of your network of criminals.
No.
Okay. Ryan.
Yeah.
Right around this time, you get a phone call.
Okay.
It's from no one you recognize. Name is Jeb Grimes.
Jeb Grimes.
That's a funny name.
I'm going to write that down.
Hello, my name is Jeb Grimes.
Is this a sex robot?
No.
Where did he come from?
All right. I guess I'll answer. You've got Lucas Guerra.
Yeah.
Lucas? Holy snake shit on a stick! It's Jeb! Jeb Grimes!
Yeah, I got that from the call ID.
What the fuck are you doing on Mars?
I just got a little business. I'm sorry, Jeb. Do we know each other?
Oh fuck! I'm sorry, man. I forgot they cut your head out. We were on Earth together back, you know, when shit got bad.
All right. As soon as he says we were on Earth during the fall, I start querying his name.
Okay. Give me a research check.
I'm gonna use my muse because.
Well, do you want to do it through a research or do you want to do like a networking?
Well, you know what? I'll do both. I'll have my.
All right. So I'll roll for your muse.
Okay.
Was it research 30? Your muse?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my networking hypercorpse is 55, and I rolled a 48.
All right. Well, your muse didn't get anything, but you ping your network. He worked with direct action back during the fall. He was part of a unit that was tasked to rescue some, you know, corporate higher-ups. It says that after the fall, you know, they pretty much gave people, you know, the people who got them out successfully what they wanted. And he decided he wanted to go back to Mars, where he was from. So they set him up working with the OIA police.
Okay. Yeah, I, there were some things that happened back there, Jeb, that I would have rather not remembered.
Oh, yeah.
You're not with the company anymore, are you?
Oh, hell no, man. I got out of there as soon as they offered it. So I got myself set up nice and cushy here over at the OIAP. Got myself a nice crisp black uniform, fresh ruster morph. Things are pretty good.
Sounds sweet.
So what brings you in town?
Oh, like I said, just little personal business.
You know, it's the strangest shit, man. I've been having my muse running every once in a while just to see if any of the old band comes into town. Thought maybe we can grab a brewski or something. And you're like the second one in the last few months.
Really?
First it was fucking Blake and now you.
Ouch.
Oh.
Which one was Blake?
Blake
Diaz, the guy we need.
Oh, right.
Blake's here.
Oh, I don't know if he's still around no more. Came by a few months back.
Well, I mean, it'd be great to get together and catch up, Jeb. We should totally go out and grab a beer.
Oh, shit, man. That'd be awesome. Oh, look, I know this great little place in the Central District. Okay. Bonnie's.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the same one that we got into the gunfight with.
No, no. OIA police wouldn't be going to Rusty's.
Okay.
Well, yeah, my muse is telling me I got an opening tonight. If you want to stop by after work, I'll meet you there.
Sure shit, man.
I like this guy.
All right. And he hangs up.
Get yourself a ride.
All right. In that case, now that I've got this idea that Blake might be connected to me somehow,
mm-hmm.
Can I ping him in my...
Blake?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Give me another hypercore.
Wait a second. That means
38 out of 55.
Helped kill one of his friends.
All right, so Ryan, you get, you know, pretty much the same backstory.
No,
turns out Blake was the leader of that unit that was tasked with rescuing people during the fall.
He was our CO.
Yeah, but after that, he just drops off the radar.
Okay.
You wouldn't mind if I open these? They're just kind of staring at me.
Go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
There.
All right. Do we have any mission reports or anything like that? I mean, this is all stuff that I don't really remember,
right?
Because I was.
If you want, you can give me networking hypercorps at minus 20, because a lot of the stuff from the fall is classified.
Okay.
So I mean, you'd have to call. You don't want it to be minus 20, but you'd have to call in a favor to get this info. All
right.
That would be like a level 3 favor.
Hmm. Yeah, you know what? Why not? So I'll just roll it at base then, or
yeah, roll it at base.
Okay. I'm gonna moxie that because that was a 98. I have a feeling that this is something that I should really.
Alright, well. How's the pizza?
25 out of 55.
Okay, so you're trying to find the mission reports from
yeah.
What you guys did. Pretty much, you three. Well, there was four of you. There was a fourth one.
Okay.
Her name was, I wrote it down, Sophia Johns, J A H N S. So the four of you back before. I mean, you remember before the fall that you were, you know, sort of a specialist for direct action. Once they realized shit was hitting the fan, they put the four of you together to extract, at the very least, the stacks of, you know, high-ranking people in the corp, if not themselves. You managed to extract the CEO, the COO, and you managed to get the stack for the CFO. It was not pretty.
I'd imagine not.
I mean, you know, some of the details are scarce because
mm-hmm.
you guys didn't really want to put it in. But there is, you know, oblique references to burning buildings and having to kill civilians to get to where you wanted to go. It was grisly.
Where were we?
You were on Earth. I'm London.
London. Okay, yeah. So we were extracting the board from London,
right.
And we had to fight our way through rioting civilians, probably.
Not necessarily rioting.
Fleeing murderous, corrupted.
Not necessarily murderous. If there were people who got in your way, the mission reports paint Blake as efficient. That's the word that all of you use to describe his leadership. Efficient. There was nothing that you guys didn't let anything get in your way. You have a feeling this is what you wanted to forget. So take two more stress points. Because you erased this from your memory for a reason. And now you're finding out that you killed innocent civilians. Like, if there was someone hiding in a building that you had to get through,
you killed them. Okay.
It's like me and Ryan are the same person.
His body count's not quite as high as yours. And these people weren't re-sleeping. Obviously, you don't have... I mean, the reports aren't detailed enough to give you, the conversations you guys had.
Right. Well, I kind of just wanted a general idea of, what I'm walking into, what my relationship with these people might have been.
I mean, it seems things ended... pretty much what happened was you guys did such an exemplary job that the Corp gave you what you wanted. They granted you a boon. For you, it was forgetting everything that just fucking happened.
Mm-hmm.
They said, okay, they erased your memories, and they gave you a nice cushy job as an ego hunter for them. For Jeb, it
cushy.
Was... yeah. Well, presumably that's what you asked for.
I wanted to see the system.
Yeah.
That's probably exactly what I fucking told them. I want to do something where I get to see the system. All right, you're an ego hunter.
Right.
All right, sure.
Well, they probably told you you're an ego hunter after you woke up.
Right.
And told you that you wanted it, because why not? For Jeb, he wanted to go back to Mars, so they set him up with the OIA police. It's not in there what they gave the people, what they gave them.
Right.
Someone got herpes.
Johns.
Unconscious. I love being unconscious. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah, so we'll
as
let you...
As, was it like the same? It would be cooler if like the Batman Begins, like that stuff that like they put in his face and he's seeing all those crazy visions.
It's not. I'm sorry. But alright, so Ryan.
Yeah, I'm gonna spend the morning, I guess, going over these reports.
Scarecrow does.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean.
Alright, Will and Chris, is there anything you guys would like to do today? I have to say, you guys haven't really looked into Olympus or Mars very much at all.
I'd like to not be unconscious.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Olympus or Mars?
Yeah, Olympus is a city you're in, and Mars is the planet you're on.
Well, what do we need to look into it for?
I mean, if you just want to know more about it.
Yeah. Well, you will.
I'm from Mars.
That's true. You are from Mars. You're not from Olympus, though.
Yeah. Can I try and get those...
I'm on a firewall job.
You want to try keep trying?
Yeah. Give it another try. At least one more.
Sure, yeah.
So, what is Amir going to be doing the whole day, then?
The GM is suggesting that we do some research, Will. Do some fucking research.
I don't have much research. That's why I'm not doing it.
Your muse can do research, too.
20. At least it's 10. You don't know if you're going to pass or fail.
All right, fine. I'm going
to
do research on... whatever I am.
Olympus?
Olympus.
So the city of Olympus? All right, so roll your muse's research skill.
Are we having another sad game, Will?
No, I'm not having another sad game.
All right. Oh, yeah, Chris, you
the sad
name.
Perhaps a price? A sad game.
Depends how much rep you want them to have, because you have to build these IDs.
Right.
How much rep do we want them to have?
I mean, do you want these to be like base, like
my muse doesn't
each?
Have that.
Every muse has research.
Yeah.
It's one of your skills, right? Oh, the muse.
Yeah.
No, act. That's over there. Oh. Act. Every muse has research of 30.
Oh, there it is.
And we at what?
Just straight 30?
Yeah.
And three things at
29 and 30 on shoes.
Okay. Alright, so one sec. Chris? Yeah, you.
How about a price range?
Yeah, actually, they're in the book. Give me a second.
And then we can, pick by how much we're willing to pay.
Am I in the book?
I gave my muse, it knows memes.
Important.
Oh, yeah. Psychotherapy is important. Memes is not.
It's news.
You can also pray stuff.
It's very, very important. How else would you know about the dancing Australian girl? Or the race?
You know, ancient pre-fall memes.
Meme tics.
So you can go into an art gallery and say, that over there is Scumbag Steve.
It doesn't say, so I'm going to say 5,000 credits each.
5,000 credits each?
Or, well, I think 1,000 is a high credit cost.
Mm.
So,
Crossfire.
Sorry. Oh, no, 5,000 is, 5,000 is high. So, 5,000 credits 5,
each. 5,000 each, and what I need? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Dalton and Ed.
So, seven total.
7.
35,000.
35,000.
I mean, if you want them to have... I mean, that's... They'll give you... With 5,000, you get two networks with 20 rep and one network with 40 rep. If you want to increase that, it costs more money.
I think that sounds good. That sounds good to everyone else, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, I'm going to send out a message telling them I found a guy to buy IDs from, asking them for whatever information I might need, maybe a picture or whatever, telling them they're 6,000 each.
Okay.
Can I make a kinesics check to see that he's lying?
Well, how are you sending this message?
Text.
Then
son
no,
of
Ryan.
A bitch.
You don't get a response from Liar 9.
Yeah, you don't get responses from...
Okay.
You know what? At this point, I'm too busy buried in my own past.
Right.
I just, send him over 6,000 credits.
Well, you're going to send him 6,000 credits? All right, so burn 6,000 credits. Chris, you get 12,000 from them.
And Doc Skelax? And I guess Dalton is...
Yeah, they send you... Yeah, right. Well, Dalton's conscious. He's
okay.
Just floating in the tank.
All right, so I'll get...
Skelax is also conscious.
Yes, but it's a text message. So they can't tell if he's lying via text. I'll say that Doc Skelax is with Dalton to make sure he's recovering well.
Okay. That makes sense, because he's
the
doctor. The
tank was unplugged for a while, and he wants to make sure it's working.
All right, so I guess I'll wait around a little for those guys, and when I don't get an answer, I'll go buy some IDs.
All right, are you going to buy theirs anyway?
No.
Okay.
Send you a text, and it's like a little steep.
quality is expensive.
Do you want to actually see if that's a good price or not?
Can I appraise it?
No, it's not really appraisal. It would be networking criminals.
Damn it.
To find out if that's a good price for a black market.
Yeah,
my
networking criminals is really low.
Well, you're not going to explode if you fail.
Yeah, it's true.
Worse the business you pay him.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No. 6,000 credits? That's a steal!
95 out of...
Yeah, 6,000 credits sounds good. You really don't know.
He must be some kind of master.
Alright, so you want to...
Must
so
be a
you're
sale
getting,
or
so
something.
25,000, so burn 25,000 credits.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. Basically, I have to pay 1,000 for mine, and I use the money I get from them. Right, because I charge them 6,000 each. I'm getting 1, 2, 3, 4 from them. Right.
Right.
And mine's 5,000.
Right.
So I'm not going to add the money they gave me, and I'll just burn 1,000.
Okay, that works. Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys take a card, and come up with your fake name and your rep scores while we're waiting.
I don't think we have any cards. We have pad paper.
Though. Oh, okay. I would have brought index cards. Sorry.
This one got wet.
I don't
know. So grab a piece of paper. If you want to rip it?
That's good.
Yeah. Ryan's ripping it. And then
do we need another one?
I've got for me, but
so just write down
fake ID,
your fake name, and like you get two rep scores at 20 and one at 40. So pick your rep.
It's Fred right. Duffy. I have criminal stuff, so I
yeah. All right. God presses Y again.
Glad you got.
Oh no,
right.
Will, you made your research check. I'm sorry. All right, so you were looking into Olympus.
Yes.
What about Olympus? History or politics?
History.
History. Okay. Back before the fall, Olympus was the city on Mars. Pretty much, that's where everybody lived.
Everybody.
Then, once the terraforming started to take hold, down in the base of the valley Marineris, the giant valley... There was oxygen. Right. There was oxygen.
What?
So they started building cities there, and people started moving.
What?
That's all.
Oh.
During the fall, because Olympus had a space elevator, millions of people evacuated there. There were 6 million people living in Olympus at that time. Then, when the city got word that the Exurgent virus existed, they deported most of the people. They set them up on the plains of Mars in prefab shelters and said, have fun. It was pretty much concentration camps. Then the Exurgent virus actually did get in there. Then the Exurgent virus actually did get into the camp, and the quarantine zone on Mars is the giant area on the plains where they had sent all those people and pretty much sent millions of people to die. After the fall, the population of Olympus voted to privatize itself under the OIA, which is the Olympus Infrastructure Authority. Technically, the OIA is a hypercorp, but it's headed jointly by the Governors General of Noctis, Quanzhou, Elysium, and Valley New Shanghai, which are the other three major cities on Olympus. Each Governor General puts four members on the board, where they serve staggered 9-year terms. The Secretary General of the Tharsis League, which is supposed to be the governing body of Mars, elects an Executive Director who runs day-to-day operations and executes policy. Right now, the job is held by Mei Zhi. Board members always take whatever position their governor general wants them to on issues, and the executive director breaks ties. The OIA's biggest job in Olympus, really, is keeping the space elevator running, meaning monitoring usage and looking for signs of fatigue 24.5x7. On top of groundside operations, they have a respectable orbital presence with a fleet of tender and security ships centered around Tether, the captured asteroid acting as a counterweight to the elevator cables. So pretty much, the government of Olympus is run by board members of the other three cities who don't want Olympus to be a good place to live because they want people and corporations to move to their cities.
And also...
So they're not making the best decisions for the people who live there.
Right.
Ryan's friend can help. If we ever need to get into the space elevator, Ryan's friend can help us out because that's what they do. They, like, run it.
Well, he works for the police department.
And then you say they're in charge.
The OIA, the Olympus Infrastructure Authority, runs the city. Anything that a city government would do, it does.
Okay.
So sanitation, sewage, garbage collection, transportation, they do. The OIA does all of that.
Okay.
It also runs the police department. But that's like saying someone who works in New York City DPW is going to get you an interview with the mayor.
They do.
It might help. It couldn't hurt. He is a police officer. But he doesn't necessarily have access because he doesn't work on the space elevator.
Mm.
The space elevator has a different set of security. All right. Do you want to research anything else? There are other things to research at Olympus if you want.
Politics.
Okay. That's a 30 again.
Didn't make it.
All right.
You found out that they have politics.
There are politics. All right, God presses Y. James and Meyer.
Yes.
You wake up.
Okay.
Are we naked?
No, you're not naked.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, he's tied up.
Yes, you are. It comes back. Your head, you know, your vision slowly comes back as you wake up, but you still feel really foggy. You're in a different room now. You are tied to a chair. You have straps on your wrists and your ankles. And the room around you is red stone. It seems to be carved into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Zhao informs you. Well, Zhao is standing in front of you. You're awake.
Yeah.
It seems I have to retailer the sedative on that. You two almost didn't go out. Sorry about the nasty business with the gun.
It's all right. I think we'll call even if you're just on time.
He chuckles. Yes, well, unfortunately, we can't do that just yet. As you can imagine, there are many people who would want to see us fail in our endeavor to free Mars. And we have to make sure that while the people we recruit are the most trustworthy, and while anyone can blow up a building, we need to make sure that your heart is in the right place. That's why the pill I gave you was a fast-acting sedative wrapped around a customized nano-drug that I developed.
Truth serum?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is the way this is going to work. He's not saying this. Any deception there, if they question you, you have to answer.
Okay.
Any deception check is made at minus 50. Because you are under the influence of a very powerful drug. If you spend a point of moxie, it raises that to minus 30. But any answer you give, they will believe. Because you are under the influence of this truth drug. Sophie. Because you... Is that still recording, Ron?
Yeah, no, I held it right here. So it wouldn't go anywhere.
It's minus 30.
If you spend a point of moxie, it's minus 30. But because you're under the influence of the drug, they will believe whatever it is you tell them.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
So, as I said...
It was a unicorn that killed him.
Chow is standing in front of you. Behind him, a few feet back, are two of the guards from upstairs, still with their plasma rifles.
I'm going to message Elise. I'll do the talking. I'll try to do all the talking.
Yes, because I would have to use Moxie.
What's your deception, James?
40.
Okay. What's your savvy? SAV?
Is 20.
Okay, I'll say it's the minus 50 won't bring it below your savvy, which is your base score in deception. So it can't be lower than 20 for you. So it can't go below whatever your savvy is.
Okay.
So if it's minus 50, that would just bring it down to 20.
Okay.
And if it's 40, your deception is 40?
Yeah.
All right, so no matter what, you're rolling against 20.
Okay.
That's great.
Meyer, you message her, and as you message her, you notice that you don't have mesh access.
Oh.
You're cut off. It's just you two. Actually, no, you can't message her because you don't have mesh access.
Can I still send her a message maybe or something?
No, you don't have mesh access.
Oh,
there's
okay.
no...
There's no
like
Wi-Fi.
You can't instant message someone if you don't have Wi-Fi.
Can I give her a look?
I'm staring at you with like a bit of a worried expression.
James, give. So Meyer, if you want to send her that look,
I was going to give her a wink.
Well, if you do, do you want to convey something specific with that wink?
I'll take the lead.
All right, so Meyer, give me what is it?
Something wicked this way comes.
Something wicked this way comes.
I thought there was like a performance skill, but it's not.
What? So bright.
Oh, the shirt.
Oh, there is a performance skill.
Give me a persuasion check, Meyer. Yeah. And James, give it to Kinesic to see if you understand what he's trying to tell you.
No, thank you. Mm.
I just got a 38 out of 55.
Okay.
Kinesic's. Give me something good. Yeah, I'm gonna moxie it to make it a 17 out of a 45.
Okay.
It's a lightning gyro.
I have like 7 moxie, so I'm okay.
Alright, so James, Meyer turns to you with winks, and you get it. You nod slowly, but like I said, everything for both of you is pretty foggy.
Yeah.
Alright.
So, Gray. Zhao is standing in front of you.
Okay.
What is your name?
Gavin Gladwell.
Very good.
That's for the general.
What is your name?
Elise Menezes.
And why are you two here?
I don't legitimately know why I'm here.
That's really why you're there.
Well, you could just say, we're here to join the movement.
That's
vague. That's the truth.
I mimic what he says for the movement.
And why do you want to join the Knights of John Carter?
Now you have to lie.
So what is the answer you want to give him? He's asking both of you.
Why do I want to join? I would stick with the lie you gave the first guy. It was pretty good. But... It was like your mom was down with the bee, and now you're moving back to where she was, and you want to get involved with the thing she was, something like that, right? Yeah.
I make no recollection.
But then what's he going to say?
Oh, gosh. We're friends.
Just I agree.
Just I agree.
Needed something to do
it's
on
not
Friday
an
night.
I agree answer.
Why do you want to join the Knights of John?
Well, honestly...
Well, I mean, like, I like his friends.
To be fair, I don't think Gavin likes the government.
Okay, but that's not why you're joining a terrorist organization.
No, you're...
I wasn't here for the reason why we were, so I don't know.
You're there to find out information on...
We have to find Blake Diaz.
Blake Diaz.
You're
there to find information on Blake
and
Diaz.
And our one lead
but
led to the
part
bar.
Of the thing about how the government's screwing over the people, right?
Well, in general, the Barsoomian movement, one of their problems is that they want to end the indentured to...
those
the plan of obsolescence.
Yeah.
Which pretty much says that their bodies break down if they don't go pay for a gene tonic every 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way the government keeps control of them.
Right.
They want to get rid of that.
Then I'll say that. I'll take the...
Okay, I'm that's... If you're going to have to make a deception check for that, then.
All right. Go for it.
Are you using a moxie or you're just rolling?
I got a 5, so I did a moxie. Yet.
All right, so you... So what are you telling
them? I'll say how... Because it's bullshit that the government has to do that, give us that drug, and I think I should... It should end.
Okay.
James. Rolled an 11. He's my best friend, and I'm following him anywhere.
All right. Your conviction makes his lie more believable. Like, Meyer, you're kind of like,
because the plan of obsolescence is just bullshit, and I want it to end.
Sounds good to me.
And then James, you're like, you actually come out clear. You're like, he is my best friend, and I would follow him to the ends of Mars. And
if he leaves the planet, then fuck him.
Yeah, if he leaves the planet, then fuck him. Who do you work for?
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Who do I work for?
Firewall.
Would they
know who Firewall is?
Firewall. He doesn't work.
I don't know
Firewall. Well, in that case,
you
work for Proxy Black.
You don't work for Firewall. I just say nobody.
That's
you're a con
kind
man.
Of a
yeah,
lie.
I would
I'm
say
a, you're a con man. All right, I'm just gonna say I'm a con man. I work for myself.
Yeah.
That's
I'm self-employed.
For that, Meyer, you make a deception check, but without the penalty.
All right, deception.
Because that's kind of stretching the truth.
Go for it. Go.
Really went into it.
I got a 43 out of 75.
Okay. Elise, who do you work for?
Elise's background is that she's scum, right?
Yeah.
So you could say I work for whoever pays me, or something like that.
Okay. Again, I'll let you make the deception check without the penalty, but if you want to spend a moxie. Well, it won't add to your roll, but you could spend it to re-roll.
What is deception? 40.
You could spend a point of moxie to flip it if you want, or to re-roll.
Just roll and see.
Right.
Yeah. You got a 2 and 5.
I got a 10.
Okay, that's good enough.
I work for the biggest paycheck.
I'm a freelancer. I work for whoever pays me.
And who sent you here?
Okay, let's see. Who sent me here? Not to say. I don't got anything.
No.
Who sent me?
And the only appropriate response I can think of is nobody sent me. I came of my own free will. But that is an outright lie, and you will have to...
Well, we do have a guy who gives us a fake name. I mean,
you don't know that yet.
Yeah.
You don't have fake names yet.
No, I'm saying we had the guy who gives us our missions, I'm pretty sure we don't know what his actual name is.
You know him as Proxy.
Oh, shit. You know what you should say? You should say the name of the guy in the bar, because he literally sent you to the group,
that's
to
true.
The meeting.
He sent me. Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to say it's a straight deception check, because you're kind of stretching the truth with that.
And you can say me.
So James, if you say Meyer, I'll let you. Well, Meyer, roll first.
Go for it. I got a 60. What was deception? 73, I believe.
Okay, Meyer, you
75. 6 out of 7.
See, Roger, the giant guy at the
bar?
At Rusty's, yeah.
What bar?
Rusty's.
You said Rusty's within it. All right.
James, what is your answer to when he asks who sent you?
I'm going to say I was with him at the bar and we were having drinks.
Where, okay.
Suggested
that is an outright lie.
No, you should say I told you about it.
No, he, yeah.
So I did. I told you about it. I brought you there.
Yeah. I won't make you roll for that one because that's true.
Like,
he told you.
Maybe there's a chance to do something.
Well, you know what? James, still give me deception at base because you don't want to blab that you're with Firewall.
Yeah. I gotta re-roll that. 49.
You make it 94. Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
What did you roll?
68.
He rolled a
Firewall. I'll let you spend another point of moxie if you want.
He has any more.
Do you have any moxie?
I have two left.
It's better than
not saying Firewall.
Keep spending them.
Six.
Okay. you say. He sent me. He's my best friend. And Zhao takes another hard look at the two of you. And he reaches into his pocket and pulls out a syringe. He pops the cap off. Mm. Sticks it into your arm, Meyer.
Okay.
Injects half of it. James sticks it into your arm and injects the rest
of
it.
Ooh, share needles.
Yep. A few seconds after that...
Now you have
the fog from your head starts to lift. And you guys can think clearly again.
Mm. Oh, that was a tense scene.
So, how about the bindings, gentlemen?
Not yet.
Forgive. No. He walks over and keys in a code on the bindings, and both of them pop open. My apologies, but you have to understand that we need to take precautions to stop certain individuals from infiltrating our organization. Yeah. You are now officially... There's still one test left.
Oh, god damn it.
Really?
Just got that one on the test?
Bastard.
Our character says it. Oh, god damn it.
Well, don't worry. This one's easy. He shows you the back of his hand, and he has a black fist tattooed on the back of his hand. You just need your mark.
Oh, that's easy enough. I'm already tattooed. Oh, well, not this
hand and covers it in white. All
right, so there you go.
All right, so it takes them about an hour, but they tattoo... Yeah. A rather crude black fist onto the back of your hand.
Oh, I've done better. I've done better on doodles.
It hurts, doesn't it? Don't go away. Don't you do what those dead people do.
There. Now you are officially members of the Knights of John Carter. They lead you back upstairs, and you ping back and notice you have mesh access again.
Okay.
And a message asking if you want a fake ID.
Yes, and you get a message from Chris, who's dated... About 3 hours ago, asking if you want a fake ID.
Oh, god damn it.
All right.
I got a message. You know, I'm saying crisis averted.
Who are you messaging that to?
The rest of the group.
All right. It's about
Tennessee.
It's about 1:30 now.
I almost spilled my guts.
And Elise sends you a message. Crisis averted.
I send at least a message back. There was a crisis? .. crisis? Question mark?
That's fair.
I seen the same thing, dude.
So, I've talked to you, I guess I'll start meeting green people, so I try to...
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of people. They're a terrorist cell. There's pretty much Zhao and the four guys with guns.
Well, they know me, so I might as well find out what their names are, maybe. One of them is Blake Diaz.
None of them. You're going to go around... You're just going to ask them their names?
No. Talk...
Hi, brother.
You say hi to everyone. I didn't write down their names. They don't matter. None of them are Blake. None of them say their
name. All right.
Blake Diaz.
But one of them does, but it's spelled differently.
he's Blake Dioz.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you... Ah, damn. So close.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy that stole the email address I wanted.
All right. So you guys are down with B.
Down with the B.
Officially.
You're a fish. I have to say, I was kind of expecting you to not pass.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Mainly, I was expecting Elise to not pass.
Yeah.
We gained an extra moxie to roll.
We did kind of metagame that a little bit, but
yeah, it's okay.
It's for the greater good.
The greater good.
We did it.
So what are you guys gonna do now?
Pop a drink. That was scurry.
All right, you know what? They have upstairs. They actually have a few beds, and sure, they have. Space beer.
I have welcome to our terrorist cell party set up.
Yeah!
There's a banner. Cell Sprint, S-E-L-L.
So I take this as like
there's
headquarters.
Beer.
And
Budweiser, Orbital
L. We like to keep things moral. We don't have an official headquarters.
Oh. Okay.
Headquarters is wherever I happen to be at any given time. About once every day or two, we change location. There's no shortage of squattable housing in Olympus.
How many brothers do we have?
Well, the Barsoomian movement is spread across the whole planet. The Knights, we probably number around 50. We are the most devoted of the Barsoomians.
Do we have anything big in the works yet?
Jeff smiles. Yes. We're going to bring the planetary consortium to its knees. My brothers and gender-neutral siblings. We're going to destroy the space elevator.
I knew that was happening.
Give me a research check, both, or your muse.
Muse is a little bit better. Yes.
My research is better than my muse's.
16 out of 30. Yeah, I did it. 16 out of 30.
41 out of 45.
Okay, you do some quick research about the space elevator. They can't do it. The space elevator is constructed from like the strongest materials that they have.
Yeah, really good.
It's meant to
again.
Move thousands of pounds of materials up and down every day. It's, you know, it's pretty much a wire tethered from Mars to the asteroid, like 23,000 kilometers above.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing short of like a nuke is going to break that cable.
How are we gonna do this if this thing is practically indestructible?
I don't think all those grenades you had could do it.
No grenade is going to do this. We need the Godfire device.
And what is that?
I have a feeling that is a
new
Titan.
That is a Titan thing. I have an interest in Titans.
I have research in Titans.
Or is it some Titan type of...
It is a nuclear device provided to us by our benevolent benefactors. You may have seen two of them at the rally.
Son of a bitch, Prometheus gave humans fire, and the Prometheus Syndicate gave the Knights of John Carter
Godfire. The two people on the...
If you remember,
back to the rally
the night before, in the front, there were two men in suits who stood out from the rest of the crowd. Mm. Zhao even pointed them out during his speech.
Yeah.
Thanks to them, we have the ability to destroy the elevator.
Do I remember what they look like? Because one of them might have been Blake Diaz.
You don't know what Blake Diaz looks like.
No, but I said, wasn't he part of the Prometheus thing?
Oh, Blake?
Yeah.
Yeah, Blake is the only person you know as part of the Prometheus.
Those two are probably Prometheus, so do I remember what those two look like?
Yeah, you have your XP of the night,
yeah.
So you can go back and, you know, go back to the video and pull their faces.
So then one of those might have been... Is one of them here now?
No.
Okay.
And no, they weren't even in Ruster Morphs.
Yeah.
Since they haven't...
What?
Actually,
down with the B.
You would assume.
Since they haven't responded after I texted them that crisis ... I'm going to send another message that says, "What in the hell is going on with you two?
Some serious shit."
Because we were attacked. Oh, net, right?
You two are out of TACNET, right?
Yeah.
Can I send him a video of the two people and say one of these two people might have been These two are definitely Prometheus people, and one of them might be Blake Diaz. I'm just, you know, trying to research it or something.
Yeah, you can send him screen caps. So.
All right, then.
Yeah, so Ryan, that's you just sending that to Ryan.
Yeah.
Probably. So Ryan, that's the message you get, Ryan. There's two. There's a still of Meyer's XP. All
right.
And it's the faces of these two guys. They're looking back over their shoulders. At all the Barsoomians around them, and the message that these two are definitely Prometheus.
All right. In that case, since I really can't access the eye from where we are now, because we're under the radar,
but then people will know.
No, right. Well, what I was going to do was sign into the symbol space
and try and talk to that,
and leave those photographs paper-clipped to the pad, and just write down for Men in Black. You know, we've got a lead on these two guys. If he can check him out, but they might just be, you know, generic synths.
They're bios.
Okay. Splicers is the word I was looking for. They might just be like, you know.
Splicers, yeah. All right, you leave it for him.
And so were these... are they going to be sticking around and helping us do this then?
It's already done.
Oh, God.
Our agent has been in place for days. She's just waiting for the opportune moments. We already have her stationed up at Tether. Now we're just waiting for the anniversary to bring them to their knees. You guys, when you did your research, you found out that the space elevator is 23,000 kilometers long. That's going from the top of the caldera up to the asteroid. If they were to sever that at the top...
It's in a crash.
Mars is only 6,794 kilometers wide. That means that elevator cable is going to wrap around
the planet three times. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to...
Just about. A little under three times. You guys pull up a map of Mars.
This is bumped.
It's under the...
Just to show you, you can't really see it here. Olympus is right there. The valley is right there. Mars is rotating this way, so because Olympus is up here, it's going to go across diagonally. There's a chance that the space elevator cable could go straight through the valley where the three largest cities in Mars are located.
You're not going to free Mars. You're going to destroy Mars.
It's not enough to literally destroy the cities. I mean, it's not that wide.
Yeah.
But it's definitely going to do damage.
So I'm going to message...
And then Tether is likely to crash down on the planet.
I'm going to message the rest of my whole team this time, not just Ryan, that they're... I'm basically the gist of their plan. I'll tell them how... You know, they haven't... They're going to send a nuke off and blow up the Tether... The anniversary, and there's an operative, a female.
You might
want to
send
them somewhere
and whack that message.
So yeah, I'll send that to them.
All right, you guys get this message. Everybody, give me a stress test. Will times three.
Yep. Crit 11.
All right.
I got 48 out of 60.
Oh, a 7. I'm good too.
20 out of 45.
44 out of 45.
All right, you guys are all good. But this is scary.
Yeah.
Like,
it is scary.
This is...
But you know what? It's our job to stop horrible things from happening.
Right.
Yeah.
But what bugs you about this one is that this isn't the Titans.
Right.
This is people fucking over other people.
Well, I mean, it's still technically an X-threat if they're, you know, going to possibly cause major damage to the Martian infrastructure.
No, it's definitely... I mean, as far as you know, no one else knows about this. Mm. So there's no one else to stop it.
Oh, God. Why do we gotta be putting this in?
All right, in that case, I am just transcribing all of that onto the pad. You know, stumbled onto terrorist plot. I think Blake may be involved. Blake, we don't even know if Blake is involved.
Nope.
Well, I told
possible connection, Prometheus Syndicate.
I say Prometheus gave them the nuke.
You don't know who gave them the nuke.
You said they gave it.
They said their benefactors gave them the nuke.
And
we assumed.
We assumed. We can't. We have nothing to confirm.
So, are these benefactors still here? I mean, I would love to meet them. I mean, I guess if I have known at that point, I would have probably given them my thanks. You know, it seems I didn't say thank you.
Meyer, give me a persuasion check to keep your cool while you're trying to find out who these people are.
All right. Go, ninja. 19 out of 60.
Okay, yeah, you managed to keep calm, even though you were bugging the fuck out.
Yeah.
And Zhao smiles and says, yeah, well, they're still on the planet, but no, we can't go meeting them anymore. Having them come out yesterday was dangerous enough. They need to keep a low profile at this point.
So they're hiding on Olympus?
Yes, they're in the city. For their security, although I trust you, I don't want to tell you anymore, because if you're captured, it could compromise them.
Yeah, gotcha.
Why are they helping?
They have the same feelings we do. They just happen to be fortunate enough to be part of the Hypercore culture. But for them, they want Mars to be for Martians. And so they volunteer their assistance for us.
They don't want anything in return? I mean, like, this seems like a pretty big favor they're doing for you guys.
A free Mars is what we all want.
All right. Nothing's free. Nothing's ever free.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, it just costs thousands of lives.
There's more free space.
God bless you. Why? You three.
Hi.
Chris, you're out purchasing fake, or you're coming back from the fake ID store.
Okay.
Will, I'm assuming you're with Ryan.
Yeah.
You get this message from them that someone's going to blow up the space elevator.
Holy fuck.
Motherfucker.
I send like Godfire.
We give him a recap.
Yeah.
I suppose my answer to that would probably be, well, shit.
It's a good response.
And you're from Mars, right? So
yeah.
I mean, like, you might be a little more upset about this than anyone else.
Mars? That's where I keep all my stuff.
And all my friends are there. And what about me? Yeah, because it's also going to do a good chunk of damage to Olympus, because the space elevator is in Olympus.
Unless it's going to crush my wallet. Damien's not really that upset.
I was going to say, Damien has friends?
Mm-hmm. No.
Damien has people he works with.
Damien does have people he needs to sell things to.
Yes.
And he would be upset if they went away.
Then you'd have to make new contacts.
Yes.
Damien doesn't seem like a people person.
C-Rep was criminal, right?
Yes.
G-Rep is the...
No, G-Rep is criminal. C-Rep is Hypercore.
Okay, so
do we have B-Rep?
Barsoomians are at rep.
Alright.
So actually, yeah, Meyer and James, you could take +3 at rep.
Cool.
Real characters. Because you are in with the Barsoomians.
Down with B.
Are we B-tards?
Wait, what are you getting?
+3 at rep.
+3, alright.
Yeah, so you guys know what their plan is. Kujorb.
Oh.
And Ryan, are you still having beers with your friend tonight?
Yeah, because much as we do have to take down this terrorist cell,
actually, Will, can you pour me some Arizona somewhere?
I have a feeling that Blake is connected to this because it's just too big of a coincidence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some Arizona for you, Alex.
I wish I was in Arizona.
You have an Arizona, it's right there.
Said I wish I was in Arizona.
There you go.
Yeah,
I think it's probably hot and boring in Arizona.
Sorry, people.
It's probably hotter than it is here right now.
Yeah. All
right,
enough about Arizona.
Never!
So, I mean, what do you guys want to do until Ryan
it's nicer than this space colony right now.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Zhao tells you one last thing. It's the job of all the other knights who are left on the planet to create as much chaos as possible until their actual plan goes off, to keep the eyes of the OIA on the ground.
Oh, chaos is what we're good at.
Yes.
We're exceptionally well at chaos.
Yeah.
So they have people stationed to carry out more attacks like the one Meyer did the other night.
Okay. Anything specific he wants us to do? Or just, you know...
You're probably part of the main plan at this point.
He's not right now. When we find something appropriate for your skill sets.
So I guess we're free to go. Okay. Guess we'll get out of your hair then. You know where to contact us.
When the time is right, I will let you know.
Of course.
Alright. Yeah, you guys are free to go.
When we go,
let's get a drink.
Yep.
Go to the bar.
You gonna go to Rusty's?
Yeah, we're gonna go to Rusty's.
Alright. The bartender still has a natto bandage. What can I get you?
That stuff you got.
Well, I kind of make
whatever's sure, strong.
I kind of make sure she sees the tattoo. I'm like, that's one of your best beers.
He turns around and opens the fridge that just has the same beer in it. And grabs two bottles and pops them and plops them down in front of him.
Thank you.
Oh, that's Eric.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'll look later. All right, so you guys nurse a cold one.
Oh, yeah. It's
on the house.
All right.
Clinkies.
Clinkies.
All right.
Is it an empty bar? Is anyone in there?
The same barflies that were in there.
Is the guy who got shot? Later?
I'm going to say...
No.
Is the big guy there?
No.
I'm gonna send out a message and just tell everybody to come back to the hotel.
A little bit.
Sophie.
It's just a nugget, looks like.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Knock that over.
Sorry, people.
I just looked over and noticed.
Oh, no, that's just a clump of hair, I think.
Okay.
So we'll move in a little bit. Let me double check.
Can we
move
on
much more?
I can't get past it. Never mind. No, it's just a clump of hair.
Yeah, it's a clump of hair.
All right.
Sorry, I'm fat.
It's okay. Well, so am I.
You have voluptuous.
So what were you saying, Ryan?
I'm going to tell everybody to get back to the hotel as soon as possible, because we need to figure out a game plan here.
Okay.
But we're drinking beer.
We'll go right away. We'll just finish the beer and then go.
Yeah. I would say it takes everyone about an hour to reconvene at the hotel.
All right, so what time is it now? It's about 2:30?
Yeah,
3?
2:30.
Okay. All right, so I've got a possible lead on Blake. Apparently, he was my CO back during the fall. I'm going to meet with somebody who worked with us tonight, and I'm going to see if I can pick his brain. Right. This guy also works for the OIA police, so if we want to do something to tip them off about what's going on here, maybe I can slip him some info.
Well, they say you have an agent in on the elevator now, some female. I don't know what her name is, but they kept saying it's she. It was someone on the inside.
Okay.
And also, the two people who gave it to him, probably Prometheus, they're still in the city somewhere. They're in hiding, and he wasn't telling me where, but they're still somewhere in the city.
All right. Well, maybe they're if they haven't resleeved, maybe they're still in the same morphs. Elise, can you do some of your InfoSec magic and see if you can run a facial recognition algorithm? Maybe track them down?
If God says I can.
God does, so give me an InfoSec check.
InfoSec! 79 out of 80!
Whoa!
Alright, it takes about, a half hour to go through everyone. But eventually you come back with two pings. Boop, boop. Daniel Warner and Franklin Elliott. They work for comics.
Marvel or DC?
God damn it.
Comex.
Comex is like FedEx of the future.
Yeah, space
and
FedEx.
And they hate the OIA.
Well, you don't know that. And in character, you don't really know that, because none of you did any research into that.
Is it Daniel and who?
It's Daniel Warner and Franklin Elliott. If you guys want, you can research Comex and the OIA.
I think I want to do that.
All right. Can't hurt.
You gotta draw a cutie mark on this frickin'...
Well, I failed, so...
Isn't that what the iHeart Cox is?
My... She doesn't... Wait,
special talent is
not on
Cox?
Me, on her.
No way, I still would fail. Never mind. I was gonna mock you, but I still failed.
Same one
I'll
on his car.
Take a,
29
no.
out of 45.
It hurts when I say that.
All right, James. What you find out is that if there's any group besides the Barsoomians that would want the OIA down, it's Comex.
Oh, Jesus.
Pretty much what happens is Comex right now owns an entire square block of housing and office space in the Central District. And through their subcontractors, they touch well over half the traffic coming down the space elevator and hitting the maglev rails. Back before the fall, they used to own a major share in Rail EOS, which is the line that runs from the space elevator clear across the valley to New Shanghai, one of the biggest rail lines on Mars.
And then the PC took it away from them, right?
Well, yeah. What happened was then they got greedy and started trying to use their control of the maglev line to muscle their way into a voting position in the consortium, because not every corp is in the board, quote-unquote, board of directors. So Comex was trying to muscle their way in. and since success hates company, the PC clipped Comex's wings with a series of sanctions. They sanctioned Comex so much that they ended up having to sell Rail EOS to stay afloat. And now the majority share on the railway is owned by the consortium itself.
Ah.
Comex and the OIA hate each other because after this, the PC set up the OIA to keep Comex in line. Comex relies on their own security forces in their facilities and on the yards, and they don't trust the OIA cops. So, pretty much, Comex tried to become a higher-ranking member of the Planetary Consortium. The Consortium said, fuck you, and sanctioned them so much that they had to sell their share, their very lucrative share in the rails, just to stay afloat. And then, when the PC created the OIA, they made the OIA a voting member of the Consortium. As another fuck you to Comex.
Damn. They really don't like them.
No. Comex hates the OIA.
Yeah.
And would love to see them fall. And since the OIA's main job is keeping the space elevator running, if they can't do that, then they're not doing a very good job.
So slipping a nuke to some ragtag terrorist organization to destroy the space elevator might just be an act of corporate sabotage?
But then the question remains, where does a shipping company get a nuke?
That's what I
want to
know.
Into?
Where did this nuke come from?
Because
someone
the problem is...
Someone tried to mail it to someone else, and they realized what it was. They wanted it more.
Nuclear devices are still big.
Yeah.
They're not sneakable.
Yeah.
So where are they getting this? So Ryan,
give me a
networking hypercourse check.
This box is a bomb.
What's in the box?
19 out of 55.
All right, so you ping your network real quick, and there are rumors that Comex has, you know, its core software that it uses to track and plan and ship all of its packages, and there are rumors that it keeps reaching consciousness and having to be reset to keep it below the allowed AI threshold. So it's possible that one time Comex's software achieved sentience, and they used it to design this bomb, and then hit the reset button. It seems odd, but that's the only thing you could think of. The only way Comex would be able to get its hands on, you know, whatever the Prometheus device is.
Whatever Godfire is, yeah.
The Godfire.
All right, I'll share that with the group. Well, according to corporate legend, the Comex people have a problem with their shipping algorithm. It keeps realizing that it is, and
sentient.
Yes,
all
right. And they keep having to reset it.
It's a really smart shipping algorithm.
Yeah.
Well, they handle system-wide stuff, so I'm imagining that it has a lot of processing power.
Yeah. You could probably fill an entire building with the servers they used to run it.
So,
this is in the future. It's not that high.
It is possible.
These are future servers.
Yeah, and there's more information.
A big building.
Two of them.
With a little leftover.
They're building the third one now.
It is possible that their sapient AI designed them a bomb. But that's just pure conjecture.
If so, where are they hiding it if it's already in place and they're just waiting for an opportune time to use it?
Well, it probably blow it up from the top, right?
Yeah, that's what we're guessing.
They're probably going to try it on the space elevator itself.
Mm. Well, don't they do security checks? I mean, how did nobody find
it? Maybe it looks like something that belongs
on... They have someone on the inside. Remember, they said
they have one person on the
probably
inside.
Probably the person in charge of security that smuggled it in.
Yeah.
Why are you talking like that for... That's the Damien voice. I thought we were talking in character.
Yeah.
We are.
I think we need to find out what Comex knows. What would you guys think of abducting one of these two guys and handing him over to? Well, we can't exactly.
We have to find them first.
Kill switches.
Dirt.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, you found their, so you know where they live, and I mean, you know where they work, but that might not be as helpful.
Yeah, they're back in their office in their little cubicle. Oh, there he is.
Can I kidnap him?
I'm gonna ping the doc.
Clock smuggle device.
Yes.
Do you think it would be possible if we brought you, say, a couple of splicers for you to make alpha forks, interrogate those alpha forks in symbol space, and slip the original some drugs or some helpful memory erasure to make them forget that we abducted them?
Wouldn't be the first time.
Oh, they could take some of our blood and maybe can find out the truth serum shit that they gave us. Oh, by the way, they drugged us and gave us the truth serum.
Did you we tell passed. Anything?
No.
Nope.
They bought it. And we're in. See that? Look at our nice tattoos we got.
Yeah, they're matching tattoos. They're best friend forever tattoos. Yeah.
Alright, so we've kicked this up to Proxy Black, but I don't know if he's going to be able to get back to us with very much. I think we need to abduct these two guys, figure out what Comex knows, and what exactly it is they're up to. You guys are down with B, so be on the alert for whenever they contact you and try to find out as much about this fucking shit as possible.
Right.
Anybody have any ideas about how we can stop this from happening?
Other than alerting the police and other than everybody else, then no. Not right now.
I think the key is try to find that chick. Find out who she is, and she does seem like the key.
Okay, so you're going to try to ferret out their person on the inside at the space elevator?
Sure.
All right.
What other options do we have?
Oh, and there's always Blink D.
I'll hand out the fake IDs, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which we
didn't. Oh, yeah, we did.
Which you don't have.
It's all right. I'm a critic. I can find.
Whatever.
I give them to you.
I'm a critic. All right,
so that's running in the back of our mesh. If we need it.
Yeah,
so
I have networking criminals as well.
I'm Arnold Glass now.
What's C's? Wait, no.
G is criminal.
Alex, is there anything that I'm missing, or?
No, that's pretty much it. You still don't know what Blake's connection is to all
right,
this.
I have to go to this meeting later on.
Right.
I got a 50 to 60 to find somebody.
Yeah, are you trying to, like, find the name of someone again, or are you trying to get someone to give you... Just
a name, because I'll just go and...
You get the same guy as Chris. All
right.
Tells you 5,000 credits each.
Mm-hmm. What if I want a good one? Because I am a con man.
Well, I mean, it's passable. It's not like someone's going to look at it and go, that's a fake ID. Mm-hmm. But for 5,000 credits, like I said, you get two reps at 20 and one at 40. If you want to pay 6,000, you can get two at 30 and one at 50.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's tight.
It's all right.
Alright, I'll probably get 6,000.
Alright,
I got 5,000 for this and 6,000. Is that the same price you got?
No!
Chris, give me a deception. And anyone who wants to, you can give me a kinesics check.
I don't care.
Purchase
a 6,000 one with
58 out of 75.
Alright. Myron, do you want to give me kinesics to see if he's lying?
Yes. We got 38 out of 65.
No, well, he got 58. Okay. He beat you. So
I got 41 out of 45.
He says, no, they must be ripping me off.
Oh,
Ah, those sons of bitches.
All right, so you guys, you get
I'll make sure
two reps
pay him
at 30 and one
this is
50.
Done.
All right.
Whatever, and give yourself a name and what those reps are.
Here. I got
two here.
Okay.
All right. I'll just get a 6,000.
As
an extra
2 at 41 at 50.
No. Can
two
I?
30,
I use the money. I swindled off you guys to buy my ID.
Can I ping my corporate sock net? See if I can dig up any information about what these guys are like professionally. Maybe like what they do for Comex.
Sure.
So wait, these are really. It's pointless. It's just so when they look at it, it's like, oh, this person's.
Pretty much, the way it works in Eclipse, if someone looks at you and pings you, it comes up, their entropic show, your name and your rep score.
So like
and if you're in a city, they can access the city net to find out if you're there. If you're operating under a fake ID, Gavin doesn't show up. It's John Smith.
Yeah.
If someone looks at you, they get John Smith.
It's like spoofing, basically.
All right, so I wanted to say, oh, I'm really good with like HyperCorp or something.
You
like,
could.
Oh man, that guy's pretty cool.
It's I mean whatever, but it's your reps are separate.
Yeah.
So like Gavin just earned three more at rep.
Yeah, I know.
Your fake guy doesn't get that.
Yeah.
And I got a 40 out of 55. for the
They're pretty low-level, you know, pencil... Well, not pencil pusher, but, you know, the digital equivalent of pencil pushers.
Okay, so I'm guessing that they're probably expendables if they're low-level. Either that or they're just setting up... The company set them up with fake IDs. I still think we need to figure out what they know. So we'll, if we can abduct them, get them to the dock, and have him work his ego magic on them. And then...
These guys, we're thinking, are Prometheus, right?
No, well, the two guys are working for Comex.
They could be working for two places.
They might have dual allegiance, but...
I mean, you know, you work for Direct Action.
And Firewall, right. They could be serving both interests at once, but I want to find out...
Their cortical stacks may fry again.
Cortical stacks. If they have kill switches on them, yeah.
And every other one of them.
So we have to take them alive and before they can activate that.
Right.
All right. James, have you been tracking these guys through the city? You have their.
I can tell you.
You still have they're at work.
Yeah, they're at their.
Yeah, I mean you went through InfoSec, so you know their shift ends at 8:30.
Okay.
Okay.
Right now they're still at work until 8:30.
And what time am I supposed to be meeting? 10. Okay, so an hour and a half to kidnap these guys and then get me to the bar.
Get me to the bar on time.
I guess we'll bring the doc into the brainstorming on this. Doc, just in case these guys have kill switches, can we do something to interrupt the functionality so we can take them and...
Let me see what I have in my...
Before they're... Well, even if you don't have it, let us know what it is and we can get it.
Yes. All right, so while you guys talk, let me see if there are any knockout drugs. I'm assuming there are.
Probably. The one that I had that I thought was a poison, but was actually a gas, would actually work, I think. Because it causes seizures.
Ooh. Those are my favorite.
You could use a gas on them, yeah. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't love a good seizure.
Twitch is the one that I had. I think that...
Yeah, Twitch doesn't like seizures, you're right.
Health drugs. Recreational drugs.
Another
Twitch
idea.
Is a toxin.
Idea. Should we like... Because we know where they are. We could get in touch with them. Sort of give them an idea that we know what they're doing and then follow them and see who they go. Well, no, that doesn't work. They could just eat. Never mind.
I think the
they
cleanest...
They don't have to go anywhere to tell anyone. They could do it from where they're sitting.
Yeah.
So that's a bad
I think
idea.
The cleanest way to do it is to just pick them up off the streets, take them to the dock, have them clone them or, you know, clone their minds, erase their memories, and then...
We should, and when they're unconscious, we make them naked, and they're cuddling with each other. So they wake up and they're cuddling with each other naked. And then we never talk about it again.
The unconscious. There was two unconscious guys, and one of them. Oh no, that was Homer.
Well, you want to take them alive, or do you want to incapacitate them long enough to like cut their stacks out?
Well, see, here's the thing.
If we
kidnap them,
yeah,
and they just disappear. That's probably bad because somebody will know that they're missing,
right.
And that'll tip our hand.
Yeah.
So ideally, what we should do is snatch them, copy their egos, have the doc, you know, perform some selective psychosurgery memory so that they don't remember getting kidnapped, and then just send them back into their lives with no clue.
Right. There's nothing specific in the book, but I'll say you could get your hands on, you know, a potent...
knockout gas?
Yeah, or gas or injection.
Something that makes you pass out and then forget what happened?
Yeah.
Jack Daniels.
Space roofies, pretty much.
Space roofies.
Gotcha. In blow dart form.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can inject... I mean, you can find it as an injection or a gas.
I could feel it. They're close. I could feel it.
Yep.
In my neck!
You like the book or something? Because I always forget what the different reps mean.
At rep
is anarchist.
Or autonomous. That's anarchist, Barsoomians, Extropians, Titanian, and scum. C rep is hypercorpse.
Mm-hmm.
E rep is ecologists, like the reclaimers, nanoecologists. F rep is media, socialites and glitterati and artists and all that. G rep is criminals. I rep is firewall. And R rep is scientists.
Mm.
F is fame, like media.
What was E again?
Ecologists.
Some of them make sense and some of them don't at all. Like at rep for anarchists makes sense to me, E rep for ecologists. But then why is C rep the.
Corporate.
Corporate.
Yeah.
Corporate rep.
Civnet.
Because I always think criminal for that one.
G rep is Guanji.
Yeah, the Guanji. It's they all have different names. That's where they get them from.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's plan this out. I think James, our best bet is to isolate these guys. So you have them pinned with facial recognition. Can you go back in, say, like, the logs of the public cameras and figure out what routes they take to wherever they're going after work? Because if we know where they're going to go, then we can isolate them.
Right. Give me an interfacing check.
I was about to say, if God says I can do that. Interfacing?
Yeah, because it's not using public cameras, so it's not.
59 and 60.
Okay, yeah, you go back over the last week or so,
mm-hmm.
And generally after work, they'll head to a local bar.
Which one?
Rusty's.
No,
that's in the bad part of town. These are HyperCorp guys. It's called the Golden Circle.
The Golden Circle.
That's not where I'm meeting...
No, meeting him at...
Silver Circle.
Hey, we could go there and get them really drunk and they won't remember.
I'm going to find that.
Or we can drop a thing in their drink. Wait, no, you said you have to get gas.
You could do it that way, too.
All right.
You could get them really drunk first and then drug them.
Yeah, let's get them friends and then drunk up.
Okay, here's the thing. You two would stand out like sore thumbs.
Yes.
Well, we're rusty.
We're rusty.
Right, this isn't a ruster bar. This is a HyperCorp bar.
Can I switch back to Gavin?
You'd have to go back and download it to Gavin. It's going to take you about an hour to... I mean, yeah, you could
do that.
To your regular body.
If you want
to
be the talker, I should probably be there if we're going to gas them, because...
That Gavin would fit right in.
Okay, then.
What about the other Elise?
She'd fit in better. I mean, you still look like a scum,
but, yeah.
So you're going to stand out.
So I don't know if I should attend them.
I mean, both... Either one of your morphs are going to kind of stick out.
All right. So, yeah.
This is like a HyperCorp bar.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm going to... I think I should sit this out. All
right.
I mean, maybe I'll hang out with the outside crew and help with the abduction or carrying
them
into
the... I'll leave into my...
All right, so you go to the body bank. And, oh, Mr. Gavin, very good to see you again. Very good.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to take out my sylph morph.
Going in for a night on the town.
Yes, I am.
Very good, very good. This way. They lead you...
I make sure I'm wearing a glove on my hand.
Okay. They
still can not my body.
Give me a SOM times 3 check.
Yep.
Integration.
Alright, my new butt. My gun.
Your old body.
Old body. New.
This feels nice.
New.
What?
What feels nice?
I got 24 or 30.
Okay. Yeah, this is good. This is your skin. You're back in your body.
So I'm back. Back in the New York.
Alright, I smell myself.
Yeah.
I do have pheromones.
Yeah.
I smell myself.
You step out like, this is more like it.
Yeah, you step out and stretch.
I am complete!
You feel good. Pop on your shades.
Yeah!
That doesn't happen, actually. But yeah.
Oh, and my name is Dimitri Lovegood.
Dimitri what?
Lovegood.
That's
a good name.
Akos, I have security ops as a profession.
Okay.
Can I look at the route that James mapped out and
Arnold
see
West.
If I can figure out what would be a good place to waylay them away from, like, people and public cameras and
sure.
stuff?
Yeah.
Because I feel like if we let them get to the bar, that's a public place, and that's just going to make things more difficult.
Right. Yeah, so give me security, whatever.
This really, I'm glad well. I'm now love good.
18 out of 25.
Okay. Here's the problem that you see, Ryan.
Okay.
Like I said,
oh, glad, well,
Comex
good,
owns
okay.
an entire city block.
Right.
The bar isn't yeah. far away from that. And their housing
I mean,
isn't too far away from that either. They live and work in the central district. They don't really leave that.
Right.
So there's really only one spot where they
Did
walk
they,
by a dark alley
a
that you could
no.
really grab them without being seen. That's really the only spot, because otherwise they're just on the streets. And
right.
at 8:30, there's generally people around.
Right. All right, so...
And even that would be risky, because you'd literally have to, like, yank them off the street.
Right.
Or somehow entice them into the alley.
Or maybe make sure everyone else is looking at something different.
That too.
Maybe I could go over there and cause a scene so everybody looks at me while they abduct.
All right, well, we're going to need a getaway car. I think we should also get, what are the frickin' things called? It flashes at the CCD cameras.
Dazzler?
Dazzler, that's it.
Like the X-Men?
Yeah, like say, like the X-Men.
that you're going to have to get on on the black market.
Right.
You already have the car. Meyer rented it.
Okay.
But you that's have to,
scratchy.
Dazzlers are illegal.
Right.
Because
well, I would think Meyer got
things.
A new car.
All right, so, Chris, you see if you could get that. That way...
I don't think you guys told Gavin that thing.
Well, we should probably tell you.
Tell
that we were chased by another rental car, so we probably had a new one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I was carping on that before. We should definitely swap out the rental car.
All right, well, it's still afternoon, Meyer, so you can go get your new body and then go and rent a different car.
All right.
And I'm looking for a...
So you go back. What do you tell them when you go return it?
That,
the pedal stick's funny. I want a new one.
That, you know, it's a good car, but I just want something different. It's just,
It's a little nicer.
Something nicer.
Well, it attracts too much attention. It's too nice. You want something a little bit more modest.
Because
we really, I think it would be
White
better.
Man.
I think it would be better to perform an abduction, you know, in a subtle mode of transportation.
Okay.
Well,
Mars
buggy is
perhaps
pretty common.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
then right. something uncommon, nice, something nice.
Like a more of a sports car.
No.
You need two unconscious bodies.
Oh no, no.
More like a windowless van that says free candy on the side.
Like a white van.
Well, to be fair, I have. Some of my friends came and, you know, so we need something with a lot of room in.
Ah, I see. Yes, yes. Well, he points out they do have vans.
Okay.
I mean, if something like, I believe this could seat 10 if you squeeze in tightly.
Okay. So I'll take that.
So we'll just add it to your account. They swap the cars out.
Alright.
And he gives you the space key.
I got your
space
van.
Space key.
I could have had a sports car. I got the van.
63 out of 65 for a Dazzler.
You find a guy who'll sell you one. 1,000 credits.
Alright. 1,000 credits for a Dazzler.
I'll pay for it. What the hell?
Let me double check that real quick.
How much money do you have?
I have $203,000.
You got more money. Why don't you buy? Oh, because you're Chris. You're not going to buy it.
$60,000. Yeah.
I would buy it.
Kids.
Yeah, Dazzler is high. Actually, it's probably more like $2,000.
What?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Dazzler is moderate. So that would be like 500.
All right. Well, I already burned 1,000 cred, so I just give you 1,000 cred.
Yeah. Okay. I probably doubled the price anyway.
Oh yeah, he told you 500, Chris.
What?
He told you 5. Oh no, 1,000 falls into moderate.
That is definitely
so
monstrosity.
You burned 1,000.
So yeah.
So you got yourself a Dazzler, Ryan. Pretty much what it does is it pinpoints all the cameras and fires lasers at them so they can't see anything.
And knowing you, you'd find something else to add to it, Meyer.
Wait, whose turn is it?
Wait,
just skip that Ryan to me?
You could add something.
Yeah, so, I didn't have
it. Say it's about 5 o'clock by the time Meyer gets back with the van and his body.
All right. The alley that we're supposedly luring these guys into, is there an outlet on the other side?
Drunk? Yeah, it's a...
I thought we're getting drunk.
No, we're not doing that anymore.
Well, because...
Meyer, after you switch bodies, they tell you they're not going with the drinking plan. Or do you tell Meyer before he goes and switch bodies?
Well, which plan do you guys think is...
I thought we were going with the drinking plan still, too. What did I miss?
Which plan do you guys think is stronger? Because I kind of feel like going to the bar and getting them drunk is going to create... I mean, it's a workable solution, but there are too many loose ends. Whereas if we do it on the street... All we have to worry about is getting them into the alley and then out the other side without anyone seeing us.
Oh, I thought that getting them drunk was part of the plan when we sneak them into the alley.
That'll make it easier.
We'll
do the plan in reverse, and then you guys walk with them and...
Right.
All right, that's good.
And then we've got someone to do a distraction. Do we have someone to do a distraction? You get the distraction?
Okay.
Yeah. So let me make sure I understand. So you guys are going to follow them to the bar, get them drunk, and then leave while Elise causes a distraction so that you can grab them on the alley.
Well, do we need to cause a distraction?
How about if they're
drunk and you guys, you know?
Well, we don't want anybody seeing you guys taking them.
What if we pretend someone's getting, like, she's getting attacked by a mugger? Maybe it'll help out.
Well, that's assuming they're good people.
Someone getting mugged in the middle of the Central District isn't really going to happen.
Well, if you guys go and, like, befriend them or something, make something up. You know, oh, man, we got to go to this great other bar. They have the best three-titted woman on Mars.
Yeah, or whatever.
And offer to drive them home.
The best three-titted will horse.
What about getting them drunk and offering to drive them home because they're too drunk to get home on their own?
They're
in walking distance.
They might. Okay. They probably, like, boot better.
They're maybe, you know, 5 blocks from their house.
Okay. I don't want to walk 5 blocks.
So, like a new club where there's a lot of women. Or men, if whatever they...
You can.
You can offer whatever you want. Money.
I mean, hell,
women.
We could just lure them... We could just lure them to the...
look at this kid I found in this alley. It's cute. It's a kid.
If they're drunk and they trust you guys, you know...
All right.
Get in the van and just bring them to the dock.
What dock? Oh, Doc Skila.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
D-O-C-K.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, wait.
I'm like, there's no
we
fear.
Don't, yeah, we what? Don't need to perform surgery.
That's
on
the bird doctor.
Okay. That's not cool.
El doctor.
What about dropping the drug in their thing so it knocks them out anyway?
You can try that, too.
What?
I mean, everyone sees you, like...
I feel like we're making this way more complicated.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could do it surreptitiously so no one sees you.
But then they'd be knocked out in the bar.
Yeah, and then you're going to have to
be carrying... You'd be roofying them.
Yeah, our friend's knocked out. Oh, let's take him home. You know, and then you put him in the van. So nobody thinks, like, oh, wow, those guys just got into that van with that guy.
I don't care.
I'm just saying, like, it's a different scenario.
All right. Well, we've got a Dazzler, which I wanted anyway, which is a good thing to have.
There you go.
Is there anything that we can use to disrupt their mesh access? Because we can just get them in the van, and then, oh, look, guys have no mesh access. We've got guns. Shut the fuck up.
I mean, really, the only way to disrupt mesh access would be to detonate an EMP or to lock them in a Faraday cage. Oh, there's also... Actually, that's not true.
Let's put a Faraday cage in our van.
No. I was reading about this before. They have something called prisoner hoods.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
They're pretty much black hoods.
They're black hoods you can't see or talk, communicate through.
Yeah. Oh, prisoner mask. Sorry.
I like the hood better.
We'll call it a prisoner hood.
Yeah.
It's a prisoner, but this hood tightens around the head of a prisoner, blocks all vision frequencies, and engages in low-level jamming in order to prevent any wireless communications via mesh inserts. So, Chris, I'll say when you contacted your guy, you can get, because that is definitely black markets.
So I'll pick some of those up as well.
That is moderate, so that's another 1,000 for each of those.
I'll take these.
All right, so you guys get them drunk, offer to take them
out, home, whatever. We lost our mouthpiece.
Stop annoying God, Will. A lightning bolt comes out of the sky and fries Amir. It's really weird.
On Mars.
On Mount Olympus.
Yeah. You piss off Zeus.
Amir farts and flies into the atmosphere.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Oh my god, his head exploded and now parts of Amir are raining down.
He hits tether and caroms off it.
One of my pieces knock out the guys in the street.
Alright, you get yourself two prisoner masks.
And, I'm gonna keep those.
The Dazzler.
That'd be funny, actually.
Will got killed by God and still helped out the mission.
Alright, so you guys gonna do this?
Yeah, we gotta wait for Meyer to come back, though, because he's...
Need the mouth.
What am I doing here?
Well, Meyer and James are going to go into the bar and start talking.
James is going to stand out like a sore thumb.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not going into the bar.
Because James is either in a ruster or a scum-laden...
Amir, you're a friendly guy, and you know how to handle a weapon.
Yes.
You're a bouncer. You wouldn't be too out of place.
So you go in with Gavin.
Okay.
Have a beer or two with these guys. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to be there. Because I feel like I should go to this other meeting with this guy and...
Try to find out where they get played.
Yeah.
So does that make me the driver?
So... Well, you guys wait in the van. As far as, you know, your story goes, make friends with them, you know.
It's amazing.
You know this really great, I don't know, like I said, three titty bar that you can go to.
Yeah, listen, Lucas,
Pony Show.
You know what I've gone through the past 24 hours? This is a cinch.
You get them into the back seat of the van. You guys spring up, put the hoods on them, and...
Spray them with the gas.
This is a cakewalk compared to what I've been through.
Yeah,
get
there you go.
Two guys drunk who already want to get drunk.
So take in the van.
I was just asking what my part was.
No, I'm just saying.
We went through the plan again.
I think it's our job to.
I'm going to be the
hood.
Yeah.
All right. So
you're the bag man, literally.
So
fast forward to 8:30 ish. Well, it's about 8:45 when they walk into the bar. Are you guys going to follow them in, or are you already there?
I'll say we are already there.
All right. So you two are sitting at the bar at the Golden Circle.
Have a beer.
All right. And these two guys sit down. A few benches, stools away, and order some drinks. They're chatting with each other and laughing.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
I'm Dimitri.
You using your fake ID?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you guys like fights? Because I have this one on the vid. It's amazing. I show him the vid of.
Fight a boulder?
Not really our thing.
I'm sorry. We're new in town, and we're just trying to do the city. We're just trying to make friends.
Ryan, give me a persuasion check.
You guys like tits?
Go.
Hello, I would like to be your friend.
Don't like violence. How about sex?
Do you like two guys pumping the shit out of
you? 59 out of
90.
Have a boobs in your face.
Okay.
You like boobs in your face?
They laugh. Okay. Don't worry about it, man. You know, I know what it's like to be new in a city. One of that. Daniel. 6.
And this is,
I'm Fred.
Fred.
Nice to meet you, Fred.
Me too.
How about we buy you a beer?
Just got these, but,
Well, next one on the house, then.
Sure, they down them.
Next one's on us. Why the hell not?
All right, so
get a shot with the beers.
Yeah, how about a beer and a shot?
Yeah, sure. So you order? Are you ordering for yourself too?
I also have one. Yeah,
you're just gonna. So Meyer and Will.
Yeah. Unless he's not gonna have one. Are you gonna have a beer and a shot with us?
Yeah.
Huh? Well, you're gonna have a beer and a shot. What you could do is drink the beer, take the shot, and then go take the beer and spit it back into the beer to make it look like you're drinking as much as they are, but you aren't really.
I'll do that.
Just dump the shot on the floor afterwards.
That would make a mess. Somebody might slip and hurt themselves.
Yeah, I'll just take the shot.
Are you both gonna do that?
Yeah.
All right. So give me a
deception.
Here
is better.
Yeah, deception or palming.
I deception.
Okay.
Deception or palming.
Well,
yeah, you're trying to fool them. into thinking you're drinking.
As much
what
as they are.
Deception then. I got a 51.
Palming is where the peas.
I'm looking.
I'd pass my deception.
Actually, my palming is better. So.
I'd pass my deception.
Okay.
Oh,
16 and a 20.
Okay, yeah, you both managed. What, are you tossing the shot or are you spitting into the beer?
I guess I'll spit into the beer.
I'm spitting into
the beer. Okay, yeah, so
I take a shot and then I take the
shot. They take the shot and then, you know, chug half their beer to wash it down so they don't notice you not drinking. So what brings you guys to town?
Well, it's the big anniversary a couple of days and the tower of the space elevator going up.
Yeah.
What, it's an amazing marvel.
If you like that sort of thing.
What do you guys do?
We work for comics.
Oh, okay. No wonder you don't like
the space elevator. Yeah, well, no wonder you don't like the space elevator.
Yeah.
Stealing your business, I guess.
Fucking OIA, man.
Bastards.
Another shot?
How about another shot? And
I will drink to that.
Fuck the OIA.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make you roll for it. Now they're starting to feel it. They're two shots and a beer in.
I added a satellite dish for some reason.
Why is there a satellite dish in it?
So that you can receive.
So you get
thoughts.
Better reception.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get them out of the bar. Right. So about an hour goes by, and you keep feeding them drinks, and they are pretty sloshed.
Right. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Guys like tits.
Well, you guys like tits.
Yeah.
I know the best 3 titty bar. It's a couple blocks away.
Joanna's.
No, I think. I forgot its name.
It's a little bit further. I got a car.
Yeah, it's a little further, but I have a van.
What? Daniel turns to Franklin and like slaps him. With, man, I thought you knew all the titty bars around here. Well, if it's so new, I haven't heard about it yet.
I heard it's really high class, top notch girls.
Oh, like sylphs?
Yeah.
They are literally perfect. Like, literally perfect.
Yeah.
Like, designed to be perfect.
I'm not really saying anything at this point because I don't really give a shit
you
about this
stuff.
You don't
have to say
it. Amir's neuter, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I don't give a crap about tits or anything.
So,
well, they don't know that.
No, they don't.
You're nodding along.
So let's,
pretending to have
let's
a package.
Let's go in the van. Let's go.
What about a bill?
Or, I gotcha.
What was your name, Mark?
Dimitri.
Dimitri. Daniel walks over and, like, grabs you on the shoulder and, like, slaps your chest. You are a good guy.
Thank you.
I'm glad I met you tonight, Dimitri.
For long.
the two of them stumble towards the door.
I trust you, man. You kidnap me.
You copy
my brain.
You got a good face.
Alright,
so you pay the bar tab, and you follow them out. It's like, where'd you guys park?
I say, like a block away.
Alright, they're following you. They're happy to follow. You open up the van.
Can we just hope that they pass out in the car? Like, you drive around for a bit before we throw on the things?
Well, you guys can be waiting.
You can try it. I mean, presumably you'd be in the van.
But we're like hiding like two, like a seat back from
like behind the seats.
Yeah,
go in those front, goes those seats in the back, and then you're behind them. And here you go.
Yeah.
Is it like a two? You know, like bucket seats for the
give him a spritz of
yeah, it's, you know, it's a driver passenger
seats and then a bench.
Yeah. No, I think it's driver excuse me. Driver passenger and then like three benches. Two of them are a little narrower so you can get in.
Figured they'll be getting into the front and then like we'll be in like the middle and they get into like the first row.
Yeah. The first row will be the easiest for them to stumble into.
Yeah.
Alright.
Are they vac suited?
This whole area is actually pressurized.
Okay, so it's in like a soup.
The central area is nicer.
Okay,
so you want to knock them out with the gas, like inject them, or just want?
Well, if you use gas, it's going to get you.
That's what I said. You guys just wear your vac suits.
Oh yeah,
you can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And just gas the truck.
So, but you two wouldn't be able to get
in. Well, how about
this? Well, they opened this side.
How about this?
Right,
look,
but you wouldn't wear it.
We're sitting in the van with the vac suits, right?
Yeah.
You open the door, let the two guys in, close the door,
and then
poof, we set off the gas.
Okay. Right. Well, I won't make you. They get in. You guys close the door. They turn around. Who are you guys?
Friends.
It works really fast. Like they just sort of slump against each other. You throw the hoods over their heads. It's gonna take about 5 minutes for the gas to air out of the van.
You know, we're in back suits.
For you, that's fine.
Oh yeah, right.
Well, Meyer and Will, you guys kind of have to stand outside the van for a few minutes.
Or they could just get in the front and drive the van to the dock.
No, but the van is full of gas.
But then we'd be leaving the two of them. Yeah, whatever.
And they walk back home. Whatever.
Yeah.
Catch a fucking cab. Boo-hoo.
You just didn't have much on drinks.
Or if you guys really want, just come in and let the gas knock you out. We're not gonna...
No, it's alright. We'll see you later.
Alright, so you... I'm about to do...
I almost definitely would have stopped.
You don't have to make a pilot ground craft check. You drive to Dock Skylax.
I would have failed anyway.
He's back at the shady medical bunker anyway. All right, God presses Y. Ryan, the bar you're at is somewhat less nice than the Golden Circle. But it's not too bad. Better than Rusty's. Do you get there early or on time?
I guess I'll get there a little early. Just sort of, you know, case a place, find a table, order a drink.
So you get yourself a drink. About 10:05, Jeb comes in. Lucas!
Jeb, buddy!
He almost runs over to you and gives you this big hug and slaps you on the back. What the fuck? You got tits now?
Yeah, they got me ego hunting, so gotta keep in tip top.
Bitch, man. He, like, slaps you in the crotch. What's it like having that gash between your legs? He turns to the barkeep. It goes, two. And just sort of sits down.
Well, you know, 26 days of the month, it ain't bad.
So what the fuck are you doing in Olympus?
Like I said, just got a little personal business to take care of, contract.
Hunted down some sort of son of a bitch?
Yeah, you know, somebody making illegal copies of something or other.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
The person getting fucked.
It's been good.
Oh,
say, remember that time? He turns to the bartender, and the bartender clearly doesn't give a shit, but listens anyway. This guy here, girl, whatever. Back on Earth, we were there during the fall. So this one time, I'm walking down the street when all of a sudden one of those head buzzer droids lands on me and cuts my fucking head off. Starts flying away. Then this son of a bitch right here turns around and shoots the motherfucker out of the sky, okay? This thing comes crashing down. I'm fucking dead because he just chopped my head off. He comes over and cuts my fucking stack out. And luckily, we were right in front of like some synth morph business place. So he shoves my stack into this crappy little synth morph. And I boot up again, and I start screaming, because the last thing I remember is my fucking head being chopped off. And then this motherfucker just shoves my rifle back into my hand and goes, "Are you done dicking around?" And he just cracks up and, like, slaps you on the back. And the bartender just kind of nods. Yeah.
Well, we were hardcore like that.
That was pretty badass, actually.
Ryan, you have no recollection of
that. It sounds like something you would do.
Honestly, Jeb, man, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about, because part of my deal with the company was that all of that went away.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting. You know, Blake said that you have one of those head doctors go in and cut your brain off. Man.
Well, just the parts to keep me up at night, anyway.
Oh, I hear you, man. I hear you. You know how I get through that? He raises his glass. Two more. Finish up, man.
Okay, I take the drink.
Okay.
So listen, what do they got you doing now, man? You said you work for the OII police?
It's not much. Just, some domestic cases, every once in a while a burglary. Most of the time I'm just working the desk, taking calls.
Cushy office job?
Yeah, Yeah, more or less. I'm not one of those guys that has to go out after those artificials. Fuck, man. Those guys do not fuck around. But when I set it up, I said, hey, man, I had enough shooting robots for my life. You know what I'm saying.
I hear that. Hard.
Man, I can't believe. What are the odds? Two in a few months.
Blake, what is Blake up to?
Oh, man, I don't know. He came into town almost, you know. You know how Blake is, all, you know, playing everything close to the vest, really, you know, always like, grumble, grumble, grumble. But, you know, he came in, we had a drink, you know, he said he was in town on business doing some, I don't know, corp thing. He didn't really say what.
I pinged his Socknet profile before. Did it say that he still worked for the company?
No, he's off the grid.
Okay. Really? Because, I mean, like, when you called, I was a little shocked because it came out of the blue. So I went, yeah. I went and I looked up our old files. I wish I hadn't done that.
I know what you mean.
That was some
rough shit, man.
I take another drink. According to Socknet, Blake's not part of the company anymore. Is he working for someone else now? Do you know? Or?
Really? I don't know, man. I was one of the first ones they sent away after we got back. I never really found out what happened to Blake. I messaged him a few times, you know, right afterwards, but he never got back to me. You know, a few months ago when I saw him around here, it was the first time. It wasn't been like 10 fucking years.
Did he at least have a drink with you?
Yeah, he had one. You know, Blake, always uptight.
Yeah.
Everything's the mission. We have to do our mission. Mission, mission, mission. What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, shit, man. Well, I have to say, that was a pretty fucking cool story you just told.
Oh, with the shooting thing? Man. That has got to be the worst fucking thing that has ever happened to me.
I don't remember that, but that is classic me.
Oh, you know, it totally is, man. Do you remember the time the Warbot was marching down the street, and you had Johns stand in the middle as bait? And then you came up behind it and slapped a plasma grenade on its ass and detonated it while the thing was trying to shoot her?
Nope.
Oh, man, you are one cold motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
Oh, man. You know, come to think of it, I think Blake gave me, like, an address or something.
He did.
Maybe.
He's still around, you think?
Was it a P.O. box? No, it was definitely an apartment. Yeah. He said, oh fuck, what did he say? Son of a bitch. Barkeep, I need another one to help me think. The barkeep comes over, fills up his glass again, and he just chugs it down. Fuck. He said he got an apartment, and that if I was ever in like trouble or anything, I could go there and he'd be able to help me out. Maybe he could help you find that son of a bitch you're looking for.
Maybe he could. You know, I'd love to drop it and pay Blake a visit. It's been too long. I had all this stuff purged from my memory, but it sounds like some interesting times, and you know, love to catch up on them.
Nothing like swapping war stories, huh?
Yeah.
No one else really knows what it's like. It's, you know, that's why I had my muse, you know, set up to just, you know, check every once in a while, see if any of the gang was in town.
What about Johns? What's she up to?
Fuck if I know, man. I haven't heard from her either. I was pretty surprised when Blake came in. And then you. Whew. Maybe a few months from now, Johns will show up.
Maybe. Everybody's coming into Olympus.
Fuck if I know why, man. Place is a fucking shithole.
When exactly did Blake show up?
It must have been like 8 months ago.
While we're having this conversation, can I have my muse do like a news feed search 8 months ago, see if there were any relevant events, you know?
Sure.
Resurgence in the Barsoomian movement, right. Or... Okay, that's... No.
No.
Can I just keep trying?
Yeah.
Or... Okay, that time I got it.
Okay.
29 out of...
It takes your muse a few minutes while you're talking, but Franklin, right, is your muse?
Franklin's my muse, yeah.
Franklin comes back and tells you that about 8 months ago, there was an explosion in the district, the Fuxing Men district, which is all the abandoned stuff.
All
right. No, I'm sorry, not the Fuxing Men district. The Zhang Quan Kun district.
All right, so that's the office complex where all the
it's like the abandoned office park.
Okay.
And you know they found some mechanical pieces around there. They never really figured out what it was.
I'm gonna just bookmark that and read it after I have this conversation and see if I can pry any more information out of what's his face, Jeb.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess I'll edge into now. So Jeb, newsfeed has been all a flutter with the bombing.
Oh, fuck, man! Fucking bees! They're gonna tear this place to shit. I mean, I know I'm a ruster, man. I'm from Mars, but blowing up nightclubs with people in them, man? Fuck, that ain't gonna do shit. That is just gonna piss off all the wrong people. I mean, you really think the PC is going to want to terraform this place if everyone's just going to fucking blow it up? Fuck, man. Pisses me off. I'm as red-blooded as the next guy, but you know what? That is just wrong. You know how many friends I had in that place? Fuck, man. If I found the guy who did that, I'd cut his fucking head off.
Well, we both know you got to play the game. Some people aren't as willing. You want to get ahead in this life.
That's no way to do it, man. And you know what the worst part is? I bet there's somebody out there who's calling that guy, that douchebag, fucking hero.
Big goddamn hero.
I raise my hand.
Man, so you've been talking about... What have you been up to?
Well, like I said, ego hunting. They've got me all over the fucking place. I was on a scum barge for a while. Took a little trip back to Luna.
Oh, man, how is it over there?
Fucked up. It's fucked up all over the place.
Sounds about right.
Alright, so we got that Johns isn't on World. I guess, I can't really think of anything else that I should ask him. Anybody else got any... I mean, since we're metagaming here,
you could ask him for Blake's address.
Yeah, that's I was gonna say. Other than actually getting Blake's apartment, which I'll.
No.
Yeah. So listen, before I get too drunk and I forget to ask you, you got to give me Blake's address because I'd love to drop in and surprise him.
he sends it over to you.
We're gonna drop it and surprise him. All right.
All right, and then I guess I'm just gonna get drunk with an old friend.
Okay. Do you want to actually get drunk or?
I don't want to like completely lose myself, but you know I want to get pleasantly buzzed and you know maybe have him tell me a few more things I don't remember and
right.
You know
want to show him all the right, fight.
So-
yeah, I'll show him the fight on the scum board.
Okay, why not? He thinks that is the coolest shit. He is all about fights. That. He is all about that shit, Ryan. So give me Psalm times three.
Okay.
To, you know, try to drink but not get to...
64 out of 90.
Okay, so you manage to keep yourself in check. You got a good buzz going, but not enough that...
Yeah.
You're not those two assholes they dragged out of the bar.
What right.
The hell's coming out of the nipples?
Milk.
Why would you say that?
Just so you all know, they've been passing around a drawing for the whole game. We do that sometimes. And, Will, apparently there's something coming out of the nipples.
Milk, Will. What else comes out of a nipple?
It looks like dust.
It's
powdered
milk.
It's dehydrated. Well,
according all right, to back on topic.
Yeah, so... like I said, I'm just gonna, you know, talk to him a little bit about the non-firewall related stuff.
Yeah, you swap stories for how long do you want to stay there?
A couple of hours, I guess.
Alright.
So 3 a.m.
As I'm heading off, I'll say, you know, I've heard that I get the feeling that some I get the feeling that some shit's gonna go down. I would stay safe, Jeb. Stay safe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah.
I know.
He did not have your control.
Yeah.
He is barely able to stand.
You should probably walk him home.
Yeah, why the hell not? I'll walk him home.
All right, you walk him home. He lives in the same neighborhood that Blake's address was from. It's sort of, you know, mid-level corp housing.
Now make out with him.
Reach around.
No, we could, actually, but...
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
That's right.
Do you want to have drunken sex with your old friend?
Oh,
God. That is the weirdest thing to ever happen, ever.
Yeah, that is creepy.
Yeah.
He used to be a dude.
I used to be a dude.
Then it took an hour.
No, I'm not a trick. I am, like I said, I am a rather attractive redhead, so if he puts the moves on me... You know, I'll humor him a little bit, but I'm not going to let him...
Yeah, but in the last hour, yeah, he was. He caught the feel once or twice.
All right, I chuckle and threaten to cut his fucking fingers off. But,
yeah, he laughs, and he fumbles with his... I guess he wouldn't have key. He fumbles with the keypad for the door a few times. You hear it go... Bam, bam, bam.
Wait, bam, that's bam, it. Bam. It's the thing.
Funny part is it's a hand scanner. All he has to do is put the hand on.
Wait,
he just
it.
Keeps putting the wrong part of it.
Yeah.
Palm out.
Jab. It's biometric. Just.
You got to use the front of your head, not the back.
I'm thinking about the old...
You... Yes, touch and stay, man.
Yeah, listen, man. I'm going to be in town for a couple more days. Maybe I'll see you before.
That's the sound of Funky Town.
And he stumbles in.
I just realized. So
he walks 3 feet.
We met this Blake guy.
The door closes.
And he had to recognize you.
You never met Blake.
We killed him.
Yeah, we killed a whole bunch of his forks.
Right. Well, so they were forks.
So they might not have had those memories.
Okay.
Because they, Doc Skelak says they were all betas. So when you make a beta fork, you just prune out everything that they don't need for whatever they're meant to accomplish.
They were beta forks. So pretty much, it had all of his combat training, and that was pretty much it.
All right. I was just thinking. I just realized that my head realized something, and I said, "Oh man, that's
your brain."
That's a smart thought, Myers brain. Yeah.
All right,
it wasn't Myers' brain, it was Myers' head. It was the outside.
So what is Doc Skelak's...
That idea came from Myers.
Copying?
Scalp.
Is he making copies of them so that they can interrogate them in symbol space? Or are you just going to interrogate them?
Do the copies, because we don't want these guys...
I figure like, the copies would be better because they won't be missed.
Right.
But if we keep these guys for too long, eventually, you know, like...
All
right. Hey, we haven't seen... What are they? We haven't seen Dan or Frank in 12 hours. Where the hell have they been?
All right, so you, God presses why again, you guys bring them to Doc Skelak.
Frank.
They are unconscious. He makes the copies. What do you do with them now?
Drop them off.
Drop them off
house,
at the titty
right?
bar.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's where they were last headed to,
titty
right?
Bar,
a fake titty bar?
No, it's a real one.
Okay. Yeah, find a real place.
A real
place. Joannis?
Yeah.
No. Is there one where, like, nice self morphs? I told him I'd bring
things. Give me a research check.
That's some fine genetically engineered.
Is there anything new that opened up recently?
I
got 10 out of 45.
I got 30 out of 30.
All right. Yeah, you guys find a place.
Okay. So I'm going to...
It's a nice bar, though. So it's in, you know, the nice part of town. So just driving up, they are unconscious. So just driving up and dropping them off.
Well, I figure we'll drive up and wake them up.
Hey, I'm going in. I'm a sophomore. Maybe my fellow sophomores want to...
Still a strip bar, Ryan Meyer.
I'm just saying.
You might be pretty. They don't care.
They want your money.
It's not even necessarily women in those bodies.
I'm just saying.
Yo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
That is a problem with the future.
I'm just saying.
I'm going.
Gender
in.
Is such a relative thing.
Can we like wake
thing.
Them up? Like,
hey, I'm like,
oh,
guys,
you have something you could you could inject them.
Yeah.
Hey. Like, hey guys, you passed out. We're here.
Woof.
We're at the bar. At the
Right. That you they open the door and kind
of. Are you sure you're passed out, man? You wanna?
Oh man, I want his titties.
All right, let's do it.
You go in and party at the titty bar.
All
right. I don't want. I mean, unless you want to do anything.
Hit on the girls.
Okay, they don't give a shit.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what you... Well, I mean, do you actually want to try to persuade one of them to sleep with you?
Why not?
All right, so Meyer, give me persuasion at minus 30. Because whatever you're going to say, they've heard it before.
That's right.
Yeah, it probably should be like plus 30, and then he just has to grease the wheels with some cash.
I got a 48 at a minus 30, 60.
All right, you beat their resistance. So if you really want to, you can... Sleep with one of these women.
Bed a sophomore.
Do it on stage.
No, you can't do that.
All right. I'm going to bed one.
All right. Do you want to bring them back to the hotel?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
No, that's not a good idea.
Why?
Because what if those two guys realize something fishy happened?
They're not coming with me. I'm bringing the girl with me.
Oh, yeah. No, but then they know which girl. They could go and see the girl and force out of her where you went.
Then
they'll know where
I'll
you are.
I'll just get a room in and bang her in the room.
Okay.
All right, you...
We'll go to her place.
Yeah.
Sure. And then there's some bow chicka wow wow.
All right, at least take my friends here home, and I'm going to...
No, leave them at the bar.
Okay.
Yeah,
you can all right, leave them at the bar, then.
Yo, guys, pussy.
Take care.
Yeah, woo!
I'm like...
They don't really notice.
I'm like... Perfect.
They...
Perfect.
They're staring at the stage. Some people were watching you leave and go, fuck, man.
And then you guys have very pretty chiseled steps.
Actually, she doesn't walk out with you because she's getting a lot of trouble.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She comes out from around back and meets you at your...
Well, they see me hitting on her, like, man, I can't.
Yeah. Well, everyone's hitting on her. It's a strip club.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so let's do it.
All right, so...
We do it.
You drive back to... You go to some hotel, have sex. So I'll say it's about... 3 o'clock for everyone now. Yay!
You want some cab money?
we can end here. This is a good enough place. This is a good place to end.
I'm sweating my balls off.
Yeah,
it is very hot.
Sorry.
Good job, Will. You did a lot today.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Will. When I was writing it, I realized fuck, I didn't have enough for everyone.
It's all right.
It's all right. I'll get my usefulness will come around.
It's alright, he'll fight and then he'll die. And they were like, oh, poor.
I'm a little useful. I helped you out of the bar a little bit.
Yeah.
This is good. You have those two Comex employees to interrogate, and you have that address from Blake.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Good way to end off.
Fantastic.
Alright, so we can do rest points. I'll say everybody gets 4.
Okay.
Everyone did a good job.
Yay!
And then you can each get 1 nomination.
Alright, I nominate Meyer for his excellent performance in the interrogation scene.
Thank you.
Will?
You know what? I nominate Ryan.
Thank you.
4.
4?
General awesomeness?
No, just like, he did, yeah. He got
being the team leader?
He got the address, he got the good team leader, yeah, he was good.
All right. Chris?
I'm going to give mine to James because he spent like 3 moxie points to not give it up.
To not fuck everything up?
Yeah.
All right, Meyer?
I don't want to give it to Chris.
Chris did do a really good job playing his character, though.
Yeah.
Oh, and Dalton gets to come out next time.
Yeah.
No.
Dalton has to pay to get out.
I will give it to...
It's not me, because you have to give it to one of them, because I don't deserve anything in this game. So.
Wow,
Will is having another sad game.
I have to say, when I texted everyone yesterday to see if we were going to be down, Will texted me back, I'm done at first. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Everyone was making fun of him last game, and he didn't have a good time, and now he's just not going to play at all. And I was like, what? And he texted me again. Down. Stupid autocorrect.
I'm going to give it to James for using all those Nazi points.
All right. And James, you get 1.
I'm going to give it to Chris for helping me knock out those guys.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, everyone. We shall see you next time for part 4 of Godfire.
Letters.
Crossfire.
Crossfire.
Crossfire.